about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Radio's so cold. You stand up in front of a cold piece of steel called a microphone. No warmth, no beauty, no money.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Well, the Bible says if a man should lie down with another man, it is an abomination.
But what about two chicks getting it on?
Oh, it don't say nothing about that.
I am queen of the lesbians, queen of the lesbians.
David Hasselhoff is a legend in Europe.
Hey, listen, anytime you want me to come on and say something, just you know, and if you want to say on the air, I've been on the phone with David Hasselhoff all night. The Hoff loves to rock.
No, thank you.
Hasselhoff into the blue line. He shoots. He scores!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I mean, it's humiliating to me as a fisherman.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm hot.
Roll another one.
I don't care.
Just like the other.
What's up, Holmes?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
What's up?
It's our time to shine.
What's up?
How dare you?
Roll.
Information, man.
Absolutely goddamn right.
I don't have another cent.
I want to talk about 2012. What do you think?
Well, can you expand on that?
You're taking the golden egg, but you're killing the golden egg goose.
Just pass it around.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
Our feature presentation.
That's a turtle.
Yeah.
Do we still think that's real?
I think it is.
A turtle having sex saying wow.
Yeah.
Or what sounds like wow to us.
I used to have turtles. I never saw them having sex, but they did definitely make little vocal sounds.
I like turtles.
Yeah, me too. I'm right there with you,
Seth. Did they ever say wow?
I don't think I ever heard wow, but I definitely heard, you know, little noises. That's for sure.
Yeah, Batman.
So they do talk. I heard
Batman.
I did hear that. Yeah. Hey, I don't know why everyone in the whole wide world is calling, but we will get right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. The Friday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew coming up in a minute. Here's a story from about 10 miles away from my home. Kevin, you're going to love this one so much. A man in Renton, Washington, allegedly found near a busy street naked and surrounded by sex toys while wearing women's clothes, has been charged with felony indecent exposure. This story really does have everything. A woman's walking down the street with her daughter. Doesn't say how old the daughter is, but I assume from the tone of the story that she's young. They see what they believe to be a woman lying face down about 10 feet off the street. Okay,
lying face down.
They go up to her, and they find that it is 53-year-old David Alonzo Brown, who has in one hand a green 12-inch-long dildo.
Oh.
His other hand is positioned under his body. The woman told the police that the man was making what she described as girl noises. Now, what do you think girl noises are?
High-pitched moans?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, it would have to be.
So sex noises, but just in a high pitch, right? Arriving at the scene, police officers found the man naked except for a woman's halter top and bright blue eyeshadow. He tried to flee, but was taken into custody nearby carrying the sex toy and a pair of leopard print heels. So he didn't leave his shoes behind. Hang out with those.
That's so funny. The police probably were looking for somebody, and they're like, yeah, that's the one right there, the guy with the 12-inch dildo.
On the ground near the man, there's more, by the way. On the ground near the man was an open jar of what appeared to be petroleum jelly.
What is happening?
Attaboy.
The guy just... I mean, he just moved his whole house out onto the street, didn't he?
But he wasn't, it didn't sound like he's on his way somewhere. It sounds like he was where he wanted to be.
Yeah.
It was his destination.
Petroleum jelly, and there were many used tissues scattered on the ground.
Man.
Hanging on a nearby tree was a woman's black nightgown. A search revealed a second sex toy and a small mirror nearby as well. Oh, here it is. The girl was 12 years old. She was distraught by the scene. The girl was crying and reluctant to discuss what she had seen.
You think?
Police asked the man whether he placed himself near the road in order to have people see him. He admitted to doing so. He says that he takes off his clothes when he gets high, taking marijuana or other drugs. I'm addicted. I need help. I'm mad at myself. I shouldn't have done this. And here's my favorite sentence in the whole story. I'm 53 years old. I'm too old to be doing this.
Wow.
I have this condition and I need to go to treatment.
I'm 53. Can you imagine?
That's sad.
That's not where you want your life to be at 53, right?
Was he making noises like this?
He might have been.
Yeah.
He might have been, but he was making dildo noises. Dildo in one hand underneath him. So that's a hi, how are you, right?
But
there,
laying
huh?
face down.
I'm glad the dildo was still in his hand.
Yeah,
yes,
you're kidding.
Me too.
Because
me too.
If you're an exhibitionist, aren't you face up? What good does it do to be face down?
Yeah.
Well, you want people to see you,
right?
You don't necessarily need to see.
I don't
them.
Know.
I don't know.
No, I'm not saying
that.
I'm
not
saying
a voyeur.
If you're an exhibitionist, you want them
to
see
your junk.
Right.
I see.
So anyway, so good times.
All
right.
Right.
There. There's. I think that's an early candidate for Kevin Amin Citizen of the Day right there.
That is somebody's grandpa.
Maybe so.
And son.
listen, grandpa's not going to be coming around much anymore. He's been having some problems. All right.
But we can visit him from 2 to 4.
It's time to take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, that private Levi's BMX Pro Team demo we've been telling you about all week happens this Sunday. You're in, plus we give you a $25 Tilly's gift card. All of that for getting in on the Kevin and Bean What It Do, Nephew. Why don't we start with, let's start with James. He's calling with a controversial subject to get us going on a Friday. He's on line 3.
Hey, James.
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
What's better, real boobs or fake boobs?
Oh, it depends. Are they good real boobs? Are they
well,
bad
they're,
boobs?
They're real good small boobs, but they're going to be real good big boobs.
Personally, I think the Lord loves fake boobs. But I'm,
yeah, no,
but I'm a fan of real boobs, I think. But I think I'm a fan of real boobs.
I think the, of course, some of his preference on what kind of size
sure.
you prefer. But if they're bad real boobs, they need to be improved by being fake. And if they're good real boobs, they don't need to be improved by being fake. I mean, that's basically the bottom line: is you want them to look good no matter where they are.
Why
is this real or fake?
Is this a girlfriend issue?
Yeah, well, I'm traveling to LA right now. My girlfriend's going to get boobs done right now.
All right.
Well, then.
Then you're.
Sounds
then
you're like you've already got it done.
Decision has been made.
Yeah, no, it has been made. I just wanted to know what you guys thought, if it'd be better or not.
Fake. That's
yeah,
our
go
answer.
With fake, but, and it's,
I mean,
it's
since there's no option right now, and she's already doing it, let's go with fake.
And I'm not joking about this. It's very important that you help her by massaging them a lot, because that's what breaks them up and stops them from being hard, especially in that first 6 months. It's very important they get the workout.
That's what you do post-surgery.
Right.
The only thing is,
yeah,
you know,
no, you're totally right.
Right.
Women start to feel really good about themselves sometimes.
That's
and
true.
Then they dump your ass.
Yeah, a lot of times they want to display them.
Yep.
And they don't want to display you, James. So that's the way things go.
She can maybe do better once she gets the better rack, too. Yeah. Remember that.
Let's go to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hello, hello. What to do, nephew?
What to do?
What you do?
Sorry, man. Good times. Happy 420. I know it's a little late. But, yeah, I was calling because one of my friends was recently just introduced to the porn actress and ended up becoming an adult escort.
An adult escort.
Okay.
Hooker. Prostitute.
Yes, that's a nice way to put it.
Yes.
Became a hooker.
Okay.
Yep, that's the nice way to put it, all right. Female escort. That's so dirty the way you described it.
How good of a friend is she?
She's a pretty good friend.
You need to call her.
I wouldn't say I'm a client.
You need to call her. You need to call her and set yourself up in a hotel room, and when she comes in, you just need to start taking pictures and laughing and then follow through.
She already has pictures, and she actually was an ex-girlfriend of mine. And
Interesting. Wow. How do you feel about her making that choice?
I think it is a bad decision, but I am very glad I'm still friends with her, and I get to find out her different interesting stories and her arrest stories.
Yeah, it would be fascinating.
That would be fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, she was actually just arrested for lewd conduct in a car, but she got lucky because she was having intercourse with a minor.
Oh, my God!
Wait. Wow, she's a goer.
Wait, how's that? Oh, I see what you mean. She got lucky because that didn't get found out?
Because she had an honest reaction to it and did not know that he was 17.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Usually, by the way, and we don't have much more time on this, but usually that doesn't matter whether you know or not. Usually you're responsible. If you have sex with somebody, even if they tell you that they're of age and they're not, it's on you. So if she got away with that, she is lucky. She should be very careful.
Yeah.
Allegedly, then.
Sure, allegedly, right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good times. Hey, I hope you enjoy that, man. Thanks for calling.
Hope you enjoy that. What does that mean?
Well, it sounds like he's going to be the call the next time she gets arrested if they're not good of friends. So.
Yeah.
All right. We have time for one more. Which one you want?
Let's
talk to Mike real quick on line one.
To Mike on line one.
We kind of let this drop a little bit. We are still in the hunt for the world's most perfect tattoo. Psycho Mike says he'll get a tattoo if we pay for it, but it has to be funny. Mike, you got something you want to add to the list that we're considering?
I do. Morning, boys. Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, you got to get the right one. He's the metrosexual, chihuahua-owning, hard-rocking guy. So what fits all that? Carrot top. A giant carrot top.
That's true, by the way. Psycho Mike, except for the hair, is carrot top.
Whoa, except for the hair?
Yep.
How would you figure?
You're a magician?
Yeah.
You're a bodybuilder?
I don't have horrific plastic surgery. I'm not...
All right, you're not as twin, but I'm saying you're on your way.
Okay. You mean personality-wise, you're similar.
It is funny that Carrot Top is so roided out that he makes Psycho Mike look like Michael Cera.
I have a much more like natural-looking physique than he does. He is so yoked. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is ridiculous almost. Yeah. And did you see Tosh.0 when he was rubbing sunscreen on him?
Yes.
Oh, for 5 minutes?
I did not see that.
Carrot Top's perfectly comfortable doing incredibly uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah. Remind me of?
Oh, wait a second.
Let me think about that. Oh, yeah, you. That's right.
All right, good idea, Mike.
I think Carrot it is Top a good is. Idea.
Well, it does kind of lead us down the path that we didn't consider much of who are the most embarrassing or ridiculous or inappropriate people we could have Mike tattoo on his body. Now, he's already said he won't do Hitler or Osama bin Laden. He's already eliminated both of those.
I didn't hear Osama.
I'm not against getting Osama bin Laden as long as the tattoo is of Osama bin Laden doing something embarrassing to him.
To who?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get like a tattoo that is in homage of Osama bin Laden, but I'd get like one of like Osama bin Laden getting raped or something. Like that'd be cool.
All right,
let me write that down.
Osama bin Laden getting raped is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden getting raped by Captain America.
I think that's it.
That would got some place.
That'd be rad.
I like it.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Me show, shall we?
I'm sorry, I just started hearing really loud circus music in my head. What did you say?
I said, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Oh, okay.
We have LaQuisha on the program today talking about the Jersey Shore from last night.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to tell you about a lost auction where you can buy pretty much every single piece of memorabilia there is for lost.
It's pretty cool.
How about that, by the way?
We have the movie beat today because it's Friday. We have Michael Jackson, the video game. It's called The Experience. And we have Jerry O'Connell in studio talking about Piranha 3D.
I'm Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell.
Yes, and we're going to have you in our studio a little bit later this morning. Plus, we'll start giving away tickets to Arcade Fire. Very excited about that. So that's coming up. We'll take a quick break and do the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It is Friday. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. About this time every hour, Ralph takes a look at the Showbiz Beat. He is here for our first check today. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, Heidi Montag is upset. She has called in her lawyers because Spencer Pratt has revealed plans to write a tell-all book about his marriage.
Yay!
Apparently, Heidi is furious with Spencer for saying he's going to write a book about their private life, and she told TMZ, this is exactly why I left him. Right now, I'm looking to my legal options.
Mike and I were talking about this earlier today. I'd like to feel sorry for her, but she so deserves this for the stupid choices that she has made in her life regarding Spencer.
We've all made mistakes, man.
That's right.
Why do you have to be so filled with hate?
Kick her when she's down.
Yeah. Wow. Way to go.
Because she married Spencer Pratt, so she deserves every bad thing that will ever happen to her. That's why.
Look, we keep telling your wife Donna to write a tell-all book because you know she's made a mistake too, so she deserves it. So
sometimes good people make giant mistakes.
Speaking of mistakes, this is not show business, but did you hear about the Chinese midwife who wasn't happy with the fee she was getting? You know, a midwife is a woman who helps assist another woman to giving birth, right?
Right.
She wasn't happy with the fee and the tip that she was receiving from the couple when she was giving birth.
Right.
And so to seek her revenge during the birth, when it was all over, she sewed up the woman's butt.
Sewed it up.
Sewed it up. Sewed it closed.
Yes.
The butt.
Good morning. The butt. Hi.
Yes.
That's you. The worst thing anyone's ever done to anybody over a tip.
Yeah. Wow.
Mother had to be rushed to the hospital so they could open her butt.
God.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
And
the worst at the same time.
The woman had to be brought up on charges. You don't want your butt sewn up.
You don't.
No.
In general, that's
me.
Bad.
I don't know. That's just me. Maybe
I'm
you guys
down
are
with
different,
that as well.
But I think that's a bad thing.
No fire. It ain't natural.
Right. Don't sew up the butt.
Wow.
Speaking of Heidi and Spencer, Heidi could be celebrating what might be the best Valentine's Day of her life, February the 14th of next year, because if everything goes according to schedule, that will be the day that her divorce from Spencer will be final. So, she's got something to look forward to besides candy and cards.
Yeah.
Freedom. It looks like this is the real deal, by the way.
Yeah, it does look real finally now.
Which is finally kind of cool. It's nice to see someone getting away out of his clutches.
Would anyone, and I know the answer is yes to a small amount, but would anyone buy that book that Spencer wrote? I mean, would you trust?
You couldn't believe a word of it.
So
what's the point?
I might.
She wrote it, maybe. But
you might read it just for entertainment value,
maybe.
Because you want to see what insane things he's going to make up.
It's
might
pretty
be
small
funny.
You
know, it might be funny, the things that he say, because he's so ridiculous that he expects us to believe X, Y, or Z. That might be entertaining, but you probably get that from excerpts that would be published in the tabloids or whatever. So
I wonder what his future is as a guy who so desperately wants to remain in the headlines and be on TV. How outrageous is he going to try to be to try to get people to notice him?
I don't know.
His future is heroin.
Maybe. I heard he's Hank Williams.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he invented Formica. So
neither of those
he's
are true.
He's got that going on. So he's, must get some income from that.
Residual
a lot
income?
Of people use Formica. That's all I'm saying. He must get a couple pennies a sheet or something. Oh, this is sad news. Speaking of divorce, apparently Michael Jackson's parents, Joe and Catherine, are getting divorced.
Oh, they were such a good couple.
I know. They were so in love. Oh, wait a minute. They haven't lived together in about 30 years. But now,
he's lived in Vegas, hasn't he?
Yeah. They're finally getting around to filing. Apparently, Catherine is the one who's going to file. This according to the Daily Star, because she is upset with his behavior since the death of Michael in June of last year. And she's had an assful. They've been married for 60 years.
Wow. But together for two.
Yeah, right. Who knows how long they've been separated.
His behavior over Michael Jackson's death it started immediately when somebody asked him about it. He said, we have other talented children.
Yeah, it was hideous.
That was like the day of or the day after.
Yeah. Just plug another one in.
Just came right out of
Someone
the gate.
Call Reby. She'll take over as the queen of pop.
Well, he's bad.
Apparently, she hasn't filed before this because of Jehovah's Witness beliefs.
Oh,
I guess they don't believe
to?
In divorce. Yeah, nah. but
they didn't know Joe.
Say, sorry, God, I gotta get out. Do you know Joe? Have you met God, Joe? Joe, God, talk to him for 5 minutes, God. You'll see what I'm doing. God, like, I don't blame you.
God should just smite him.
He should just smote his ass. This is an interesting story. The most dangerous celebrity in the world on the internet has been released today.
On the internet? The
most dangerous celebrity?
McAfee, you know, the home computer security company?
Yes.
They have released a list of the most dangerous celebrities. When you do searches of these celebrities, they have gauged what your chances are of landing on a website that will give you spyware, adware, spam, phishing, viruses, malware, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Certain celebrities have more of these sites around them when you pop in their name in a search engine and you're going through looking for stuff than others. And so they've released their list of the most dangerous celebrities in the world to look up on your computer.
Has to be hot chicks.
Most of them are. Here's the list of dangerous celebrities. Anna Paquin. This is an order of... These are all dangerous, but, you know, least dangerous to most dangerous. Penelope Cruz apparently is dangerous. Heidi Klum is dangerous. Tom Cruise is dangerous.
Because the Scientology comes after you?
Yeah, you put in his name and suddenly a personality quiz comes up. Next thing you know,
surprise.
You're getting your E-rons read or whatever the hell they are.
Your E-rons.
A surprise because I can see, like an Anna Paquin or something, you get True Blood fans who want to see your cans. But who's searching for Tom Cruise, I wonder, at this point? Okay.
Good point.
That's right, I say I'm dangerous.
Nicole Kidman. Speaking of Tom Cruise. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, interesting.
Fat.
These just must
She's
be random.
She's not fat anymore. She lost weight. She looks good.
Looks great, great
Mike.
Good.
Adriana Lima.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Giselle Bündchen.
So,
Jessica Biel.
Basically, all the hot people.
Julia Roberts.
It's, and her.
Yeah.
But who do you think is the most dangerous celebrity on the web? Your computer. It's a woman. I think you'd be surprised.
Megan Fox?
That's what I would have guessed, but no, sir.
Huh.
I think you will be surprised.
All right.
I think you'll be surprised.
Okay, are you going to tell us?
You'll be surprised. Maybe I won't tell you.
Well, then we won't be surprised.
Maybe that's the surprise.
Jessica Simpson.
No, Jessica Simpson is a good guess, Mike, but no. Anyone else? Anyone else? Going?
Miley Cyrus.
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, fuck.
Cameron Diaz, of all people.
That's odd.
Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Easy.
How old before I hit the button?
18 years old
today,
Dan.
Yeah!
Woohoo! I've been following career for some time now. You know I like to leave on Nick for the dogs.
Or whatever the F he watches over there.
Wow, they're all turning 18. Wasn't Selena just 18 earlier in the month?
I believe she was, yes.
How about that?
Good news for you, Bean.
Our pal Monique Powell of Save Ferris is 35 years old today. Actress Amy Adams turns 36. Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit is 40.
Nope.
James Marsters, a talented actor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, played Spike on that show for many seasons. He is 48 years old today. Actress Joan Allen is 54. Robert Plant, legendary frontman for Led Zeppelin, is 62 years old. News anchor Connie Chung is 64 years old. And today's show, weatherman Al Roker celebrates his 56th birthday.
Yeah!
I know, Kevin, you're a big Al Roker fan, so I wanted to make sure we gave him some mad birthday props.
I don't like that guy.
Happy birthday, Rokey, as we call him in the business. Roki, it's your birthday. Sing karaoke, it's your birthday. Go, Roki.
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
How dare you,
still
sir.
Says that.
Al Roker does. Yeah. He learned from the best. He had Willard Scott to look up to for all those years.
She's 100.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is Piranha 3D Day on the Kevin and Bean Show. The much-anticipated movie comes out today. Ralph has actually seen it and will review it for us in the Movie Beat coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And we'll have one of the stars of the film, actor Jerry O'Connell, next hour.
Bean, tell me how baseball works with the major leagues, because they sent Manny Ramirez down to a farm club.
Yeah, that's weird. I've never heard of that.
How does that work?
Happens all the time. You got a guy who's hurt, and you want to give him the opportunity to play in a game situation where he's not going to hurt you if he sucks. So you send him down to one of your farm teams, and that's what Manny Ramirez has done. You know, he's been on the injured reserve list now for a month or something like that, and they're hoping that he will be rehabbed in time to come back. So he's playing this whole week, I think, three games down in San Bernardino, California.
All right,
home of the 66ers is the name of their team down there. The 66ers is the team.
San Bernardino, for those of you that don't know, the Valley of the Dirt People, it's known for two things, dirt and meth.
Yep.
And dirt and meth. I don't know which there's more of.
Yeah.
Maybe equal parts.
It is, and I'm sure I've not been out to that ballpark, but it's funny. In every baseball movie you ever see, you see the wide-eyed look on the kids' faces when they make it up to the show and they walk out onto a place like Dodger Stadium and they go, oh my God, look how big and beautiful this is and how, you know, A-level this is. Because when you're playing in the minor leagues, it's like playing in a little league field. I mean, it's just basically, it's just small and cramped and crappy. And so, for a guy like Manny Ramirez, it's going to be really weird. What an adjustment for him to go down and, you know, now you're riding a bus to the team's next game.
And the players, too, that play in in minor leagues. You know, they're just, and here comes Manny Ramirez, who was an all-star and just a home run king and a phenomena, you know, and he played for the Red Sox and then he came to the Dodgers and now he's playing with the 66ers.
Yeah, it's weird. And so far, I guess he played Wednesday night and last night, but it hasn't been, I haven't seen anything definitive. He's not knocking him out of the park yet. So we'll see how he does in tonight's game and then they'll reevaluate. But let's find out how Manny is enjoying his time out in the Valley of the Dirt People. Manny Ramirez, friend of the Kevin Beach Show, joins us on the air right now. Hey, Manny.
All right. I'm Manny Ramirez. I love you. Hooray. I love San Bernardino. Hooray. All right.
Manny, you're talking a little.
It's so cold, but I'm sweaty. I'm so cold, but I'm sweaty. Oh, it's cold. I know it's hot. It's hot in here. Oh, my gosh. It's so hot.
Your rate of speech has sped up quite a lot, Manny. What's going on?
Manny Ramirez, I love you here in San Bernardino. I made so many new friends. I didn't give you Manny special powder. Manny special powder makes me feel so good. I wrote 40 pounds. I reorganized my garage. I've changed my oil in my brand new truck four times.
Manny.
And I wrote two books. Oh, hooray. I lost 40 pounds and I feel so good. Hi, pretty lady. Hi, pretty lady.
All right, listen, Manny. Manny, don't take.
Manny has a new horn.
Manny sold his Vespa. You sold your Vespa?
Manny sold his Vespa.
Slow down,
Manny. Manny sold his Vespa to the pawn shop, and I bought a big truck. Hooray.
You bought an 18-wheeler?
That's right. It's an 18-wheeler, but it's a Metro. It pours cement. It's great. I can build my
own
house
if I
want to. That's right. I do donut in my truck. Listen.
You're done.
Okay. Manny, you shouldn't be behind the wheel, and you shouldn't be taking any more of the special powder.
Manny. Manny Ramirez is so itchy. Oh, my God. Do you guys see the bugs on my skin? I have so many bugs all over my skin.
Manny
Ramirez is itchy. Manny Ramirez is watching the Jay Leno show last night. Manny Ramirez swear that Jay Leno was talking to him. He said, Manny Ramirez, you have to overthrow the government. Hooray.
Manny, stop taking the special powder.
Hey, pretty lady.
Yeah.
You want a tattoo? I draw so many tattoos now. Hooray.
Manny,
15 tattoos already in 2 days. Hooray.
Okay, listen, I have bad news for you. You've become a meth addict and you're going to die. Please stop.
No, Manny Ramirez has never felt better. Manny Ramirez lost 45 pounds and Manny Ramirez feels so strong.
Right,
but Manny Ramirez chewed his fingers off last night. Hooray.
That is very sad, actually. All right, Manny, we're going to ask you to pull over and just lay down and try to get some sleep, okay?
Hey, pretty lady.
Yes.
I just lost a tooth.
Thank God it's Friday.
Indeed. And time for the Movie Beat with Ralph Garman.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Big bunch of movies this week and something for everybody, and I mean that literally. Starting off with the kids, it's the return of Nanny McPhee. Oh, Nanny McPhee, you're so magical with your wart.
She sure is ugly.
And your wacky British teeth.
She sure does magic.
But you love those kids. And their dad loves you. I don't know. I never saw the original film. I never read the books. But
it was kind of funny. In the theater. I just saw it at home. But
isn't
it was
this Mary
kind of
Poppins?
Funny.
The dogs? Was you put it on for the dogs?
Isn't this Mary Poppins?
No.
I mean, basically.
Because Mary Poppins was practically perfect, if you remember correctly.
Sure.
Nanny McPhee is an outlaw who plays by her own rules, who is nutty and caustic and all kinds of wacky.
Does she play by her own rules?
She plays by her own rules.
Wow, all right.
She is a renegade nanny.
I love Emma Thompson so much. She's one of my very favorite actresses in the world, yet can't get excited to go
see
her.
Well, you shouldn't.
That's why I went,
it's for children.
Emma
but
it's
she's
not
so great. I love her so much.
Right, it's for kids.
Yeah, I'm not going.
But Bean, you should celebrate that decision.
Right.
That's a good decision.
I had a breakthrough. I can turn off Disney Channel now.
Right.
I can watch age-appropriate material for myself.
People with kids or kids are the ones that should be excited about this movie. Only.
Here's a little scene from the film where Maggie Gyllenhaal, another talented actress, plays the evil woman in this who's against Nanny McPhee. You don't want to be against Nanny McPhee, by
no.
the way, because she will whip out a toad or a pig or something and S will go down. Here's the face-off between Maggie Gyllenhaal and Emma Thompson as Nanny McPhee.
I don't want a nanny. I am an army nanny, Mrs. Green. I have been deployed.
No. There must be some mistake. Everything's under control here.
Wait for me.
That's Cyril. He's not one of mine. He's their cousin.
You parasitic
pussy. And that's Norman.
Hands off me.
He is mine.
Indeed.
I wonder if she'll teach the kids an important lesson with her magic.
A lot of noise going on there in that scene.
Oh, those kids. You know what? I got my own noisy kid. I don't need to watch other people's noisy kids. That's right. I'm good. Thanks. Lottery ticket opens this weekend. How does this not have Tyler Perry's name stamped on it? I don't know.
Great question.
But it is about the wacky adventures of a family who have to deal with the fact that one of them has won a lottery ticket worth $370 million. And his greedy and conniving neighbors and relatives, well, they sure do lose their minds when that kind of money is at stake. And, dare I say, chaos ensues.
Sure.
Here's a scene where Bow Wow, one of the stars of the film.
Used to be Lil.
He used to be Lil. Now he's just Bow Wow.
Now he's just Bow.
Or Shad Gregory Moss.
Shad.
Learns that the lottery office is closed over the long 4th of July weekend, and he's going to have to wait to collect his money, and that's just going to give these people more time to just get all up in his grill, you know?
You open again Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Tuesday? 4th of July.
Man, that's 3 whole days. It can happen in 3 whole days.
Let's think about this. Me, you, and your grandma, we're the only ones who know about the ticket. If they knew back home, you already been shot. Am I right?
Yeah, but you making this sound real easy, right?
Come on, Kevin. You tell me what can go wrong.
Yeah, Kevin, tell me what can go wrong.
Everything.
You could walk into this theater. That could go wrong.
Is that the mother effing Ice Cube?
Cube is in this film, yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is. Vampires suck. Oh, stop it. Stop it with your hilarious parody films.
See, because vampires, when they bite you, Lisa, they
this suck. Is obviously a parody of the Twilight phenomenon, and I thought I got angry about bad movies. Dave has been railing against this all week. Dave, the King of Mexico, he has nothing but a big bucket of hate for this film.
Yeah, but he's been relatively wrong about 100% of the time.
I know,
so.
But I think he may be right all in this particular spoof. It is, of course, about a young teenager named Becca who finds herself torn between two boys. One is a vampire, and the other one's a werewolf.
A werewolf,
as
yeah.
you can imagine.
Sure.
Here's a scene where Becca learns about the mysterious new strange boy at her school.
Who's that? Snooki, J-Wow, DJ Pauly D.
No, not the douchebags from New Jersey Shore. A really pale dude with big hair and constipated look.
Edward Solon. He's a complete hottie.
See, not those Jersey Shore kids.
Right.
That one.
Now, Kevin, you usually go see these scary movie, not another teen movie, those kind of movies, and your logic has always been, you get 3 or 4 laughs in it, it's worth it.
It kind of depends on who does it and how good it looks. This doesn't look like it's done well.
True. Not like those scary movie films, Kevin.
No,
you're
I
right.
Mean,
this doesn't look nearly as good. Screw you.
I mean, the one thing about these movies is they do have a joke every 5 seconds.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
none of
the draw.
Them are funny.
Depending,
that's the problem.
That's the problem. Depending on who makes it, though. You know, is Leslie Nielsen in it?
No, he is not.
All right.
What about the basketball game? He would ask if he was in it.
That's true.
Yeah. For the ladies. Hey, ladies.
Yeah?
The Switch opens this weekend.
What's that?
Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman.
Hello, Jason Bateman.
Now, I'm not a big chick flick guy, but this seems to be a fairly fresh concept with two really likable, talented actors.
Chick flicks that are done well.
They're okay.
Are few and far between.
They are. But
in this particular case, it looks like we may have one. Jason Bateman, as I mentioned, Patrick Wilson, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer plays a young woman who wants to have a child. She's got nobody in her life. So she does so through artificial insemination. Jason Bateman is her best friend.
Right.
Who, deep down inside, is crazy in love with her.
Right.
And in one drunken moment of weakness, he accidentally spills the cup that is holding her donor's essence.
Oh.
And so, in a drunken confusion and panic, he supplements his own.
Okay. And then he has to tell her at some point.
And then realizes years later that her child that she is raising is actually his.
He doesn't realize that till years later?
I'm not sure. I don't know why they're separated for a number of years, but when he finally sees her again, he realizes that her young son is remarkably similar to himself in so many, many ways.
If this is a good chick flick, this is a good weekend for guys to go, you know, I usually pick a movie. Honey, go ahead and
that's true. You might
pick.
Dodge a bullet. You might be able to sit through something. Here is Jennifer Aniston making an unusual request to her best friend, Wally, played by Jason Bateman.
I don't need a man to have a baby.
Technically speaking, you do.
You know what? I'm going to do this. I want to have a kid, and I am in the market for some semen. And? I need you to help me find some.
Yeah. She doesn't want his. She wants his help.
That's too much.
Bill O'Reilly, maybe.
Too much to ask of a best friend.
Yeah. Can you help me hunt down some essence?
I could, very quickly.
Why don't we do it the old-fashioned way, is what I would have said if I'm Jennifer Aniston's best friend. You know what I mean? And lastly, but certainly not least, a movie I actually saw this week, Piranha 3D is in theaters everywhere. I can't remember the last time I had this much fun at a movie.
Really?
It is exactly what you think it's going to be, and that means it delivers on every level. It is
it's campy,
the perfect exploitation film, and it has a sensibility where you think it should have been made in the 80s or the 70s. It is enormously fun. It doesn't take itself seriously in the least. It is filled with gore and boobs and sex, and it's got a great sense of humor about itself and about the topic at hand. And it walks that line between gory, scary, and hilariously funny. Really effortlessly.
That's a tough line to walk.
It really is, and they do a great, great job. It's filled with great actors. And when I first saw the trailer, I was like, why would Elizabeth Shue or Richard Dreyfuss or Jerry O'Connell or any of these people be involved with sort of a hack horror creature movie? And it turns out they got it. They must have read the script and realized it was going to be a lot of fun to make. And it is an enormous amount of fun to watch. Elizabeth Shue, I just love. She's great. Jerry O'Connell is terrific in this as a...
He's terrific.
As a Joe Francis type Girls Gone Wild producer who is exploiting spring break on Lake Victoria to try to get shots of as many girls' boobs as he can. Yeah. What he doesn't realize is an underground earthquake has released a school of prehistoric piranha into that lake.
That's that could happen, by the way. You couldn't know.
No.
Christopher Lloyd, by the way, from Back to the Future, plays the scientist who identifies the piranha for them. It's filled with cameos like that. It harkens back to a different era of films that were much more fun. And Christopher Lloyd, when he says, this piranha is millions of years old! It's just Doc Brown come to life. Richard Dreyfuss starts off the film, not to spoil anything, but playing a fisherman on a boat named Matt, who is drinking Amity beer. There's a lot of sort of thinly veiled Jaws references in this film, which are enormously fun if you're a fan of that movie. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this movie, not to mention Kelly Brook.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And porn star Riley Steele.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a sequence together in 3D that is just magical in your pants. In many, many ways. It is. And the 3D becomes part of the joke throughout the film. They keep doing things in 3D, specifically say, look at this. Isn't this funny? 3D? They've made the process of 3D part of the comedy. So the movie works really on every level. I really love this film. Here is one of the scarier moments from Piranha 3D, where Jessica Zohr is she plays the young ingenue in this film. She's attacked by a school of prehistoric piranha.
You got out!
Can you grab my arm?
It doesn't matter, it's stuck! Ah, there's something in the water!
I think I didn't try to pry it open.
Oh, damn it! You guys, I'm scared! Please help!
That is not good.
It's hard for a scary movie to be funny, and it's almost impossible usually for a silly movie to be scary, yet this movie has moments of both, and it really pays off. I think you will enjoy it.
And Kelly Brook is in it?
Kelly Brook, I mentioned, is in it. I mention she's way naked in this movie,
too? You didn't yet, okay. No.
Way naked.
How naked can you be?
She's as naked as... To be honest, she is wearing swim flippers at one point.
Okay, all right.
But that is all she's wearing as she and Riley Steele become intertwined like naked, sexy mermaids underwater in 3D for all about right. 8 minutes with classical music behind it.
It is
a hilariously erotic scene.
Way naked is what she's good at.
She's terrific.
Yeah.
She's terrific.
She's terrific.
I recommend Piranha 3D highly. This weekend, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman movie beat.
30 Seconds to Mars on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 641.
Way to blast people out of bed, man, with a rocker like that. Come on. Kevin and Bean Show is on the air with the Afro Line at 323-520-AFRO. This is your contribution to the show, 10 seconds at a time. That's our voicemail that we have set up, so you can leave us a message 24 hours a day. What are people calling about today?
Oh, Kevin and Bean, yeah, I can make your speakers rock. The Afro Line gonna make your speakers rock.
That?
What's the point of that?
They're calling about that?
Who benefits by hearing that?
all of us.
Okay. Okay.
Some dude called and started a trend that we're not happy with.
Stop with the doo-doo calls, please. It was never funny. No more of this doo-doo on it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want it.
I'm with you there, buddy.
I'm
with
it.
You.
Remember when Venus Flash Phillips said,
"What's up, Holmes?"
Remember that?
Yeah.
That's what this call's about.
What's up, Holmes? With doo-doo on it.
Oh, come on.
Man, I think you may have missed the point there.
What did you doo-doo on it?
Okay, that's... Now we're living in some sort of alternate universe. I'm confused.
Yeah, it's not what we want, but...
What did you do?
That's my contribution.
Oh, what did you do? 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 What did you do?
Very proud of that. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I saw the human centipede last night.
Yeah.
My favorite part. When the cop comes to get the doctor's house, he looks at he opens the door, and he sees a human centipede. He looks at the doctor. He says, "What did you do?"
That, by the way, is a good delivery.
That was well done.
Nicely done.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I was just wondering, I heard you guys had info on the Lady Gaga-David Bowie collaboration. Could you clarify, please?
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
I think that's a false rumor.
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
Let's see if we can tell.
Won't be working with Lady Gaga. Won't be working with Lady Gaga.
I think your answer's no.
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
Not sure.
I'm not working with Lady Gaga. I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
What did you do?
I'm not working with Lady Gaga. I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
I believe he's answered the question.
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
What? I said I believe.
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
I think he's answered the question.
Won't be working with Lady Gaga.
I'm not clear.
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
There's no collaboration.
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
Is he denying it?
I'm not working with Lady Gaga.
What's up, Holmes?
Won't be working with Lady Gaga.
What did you do?
Never working with Lady Gaga.
What's up, Holmes?
Won't be working with Lady Gaga.
What did you do?
Won't be working with Lady Gaga.
That's enough. That's
won't
the answer.
Be working with
he's not, they're
Lady
not gonna work.
Gaga.
They're not working together.
Lady
thank you, caller.
Gaga and I aren't working together.
Oh.
It's a rumor, don't believe it.
Right. Just a rumor. Okay.
Right.
I think now we've settled it. They're not working.
ROQ, and it is 6:53.
Woo! Is Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell here yet, Ralph? Have you seen Mr. O'Connell in the next room yet?
I do not believe he has arrived yet. He is en route, as the French say.
Are we being required to call him Hollywood treasure?
Apparently so. That's what he is.
Deal, yeah. I'm not saying he isn't. I'm saying is that a requirement?
Anyway, he'll be joining us in about 10 minutes. Our friend Patton Oswalt, a return appearance Monday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then Kevin Smith later in the week, who by then will be looking for a new co-host for his Hollywood Babylon podcast, I imagine.
See, because I'm the co-host.
He does it with Ralph.
And so Bean is saying that I won't be doing it.
Well, you're doing it tonight. You'll get the one shot, right?
Sweet. That is
funny. You can
funny.
Put on your resume that you did it one time, right?
That's funny, because you see what he did?
Here's what I know about Ralph and Kevin Smith. I know that if you go to one of these events, plan on staying all night.
Oh, don't.
Pee before you get out. Pee before you leave the house.
Because they
spreading false rumors.
It's fascinating and funny, but they don't slow down for quite some time.
We'll be doing the highlights of the week's showbiz news, basically.
Right.
It's going to be like Showbiz Beat on steroids. That's pretty much how we're selling it.
It is non-edited, is what Kevin is suggesting. It would be as if Kevin Smith, if he made movies, if he put every frame he shot up on the screen rather than cull.
Wow.
It's not a 100-yard sprint. It's more a marathon.
Wow.
But fantastic.
Gosh, I mean, thanks for the support, fellas. And
you'll think, you can't say that on
say
the radio.
That now, though.
No,
I have to get out of
F-bob. Ralph,
just
delay.
That's for Mike. He was begging for that one. So I'm throw
give him
bone.
What he wants.
I just want to throw him a bone.
He's got plenty of bones.
Speaking of Mike's bone,
I thought we'd do him a solid and talk about Glamour Magazine's 50 Sexiest Men list.
Oh.
Finally, something for Mike.
Something for Mike. We talk about hot chicks so much, I thought it was only appropriate
Yeah, it should be for Lisa, but it is for Mike.
It really is. Yeah. 50 Sexiest Men in this week's magazine hitting stands. Here's some of the top 20. Let's go through some of the top 20. 20th on the list is Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I know how you feel about that. 18th on the list is Ashton Kutcher. I know how you feel about being trumped by Ashton Kutcher.
Who thinks he's hot, by the way?
I think he was before he talked a lot, I think. He is like the male Jenny McCarthy or Jessica Simpson, I think would be the best.
Sound down.
The best relationship for us to understand what women, I think, believe of Ashton Kutcher. Now he's just too goofy to be sexy, you know?
Producer Alex points out that he started off as an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
That's true. And when he was on the 70s show, all the girls were like, oh my God, you see that guy on the 70s show? But those days are gone. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Aye, aye, aye.
He's 15th on the list. Chase Crawford. Private Eye. He's 12th on the list. Orlando Bloom.
Wait, this is a list of good-looking guys?
Yeah. Oh. By the way, apparently Orlando's swimmers work. Rumor is that he's going to be a dad. So, Channing Tatum is 10th. Hayden Christensen is 9th on the list.
Wow.
No and no.
Wow.
Gerard Butler, 8th on the list.
Sure. 5 years ago, right?
How dare you?
Well, I'm just saying. Hasn't he flabbed out since 300?
He's gotten a little chunky.
He flabs out between every film, it looks like. And then he's like a boxer. He flabs out and then gets back into shape for each film. But he'll never be in 300 shape again.
No. I'm going to remember that. I'm just between movies is what I've been telling you. It's about my physique.
You have to have done a movie, I think, to use that as an excuse, though.
Two, actually, if you're between.
That's right.
You have to at least have one planned,
too. Have one in the pipeline.
Right.
Of course, you guys did do Rockstar.
Yep.
So, I guess that counts.
I have no memory of that.
And, of course, Kevin was Mr. Humphrey.
I have no memory of that either.
Dark Reel or whatever that movie.
Excuse
me.
Back to the list.
That's going for him. Justin Bieber is 7th on the list.
Well, that's not true.
That's just ridiculous, right? Just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, if it's
depends on the age group, I guess.
If it's cute kids.
Yeah.
But he's not a sexy man. The list is 50 sexiest men.
Yeah.
He's not a man.
No.
And he's not sexy.
No.
And he's not 50. So none of
them. You don't put him on. The only list you put him on with Gerard Butler is people whose last name starts with a B. That's it.
Johnny Depp is 6th.
Yeah.
Sure.
Kellen Lutz is 5th.
All right.
Xavier Samuel.
Who's that?
I don't know, but he's 4th on the list.
The guy that just went in the butt guy. Right? Oh, that's just Samuel.
That's just Samuel.
I don't know who that is.
You want to do what? In the butt? Ian Somerhalder, 3rd on the list. He's in The Vampire Diaries, and of course he was on Lost. He was Boone on Lost.
He's a pretty hot guy.
He's a handsome feller.
He is.
I got to give him that. Taylor Lautner, 2nd on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with that in mind, who do you think number one on the list is of the sexiest men?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith is right. Absolutely. Robert Pattinson, number one on the list of Glamour's 50 sexiest men. Ham did not make the top 20, which
he's beautiful.
A sin.
Yeah.
You can tell by lists who they ask. And this was a younger, you know, group.
Right.
Yeah. Because Clooney, an older fella.
That's right.
The Gray Fox.
Not on the list.
He came in at 35.
Bieber on the list anywhere. It has to be a lot of young people being asked.
I think more interesting is who didn't make the list. Jude Law, Keanu Reeves, Leonardo DiCaprio, not in the top 50.
That's surprising.
Top 50.
Yeah. There's a big boot in the nuts.
Hey, Ralph, Xavier Samuel, I didn't know he was either, apparently also in Twilight. He's going to be in the third Twilight movie.
There you go.
Playing Riley Beers.
Riley Beers.
Is he a dog or is he a vampire?
I don't remember, actually.
All I know is...
I took the tasting tour at their brewery, by the way. They've really come up with some great stuff, Riley Beers. Brittany Murphy's mom, Sharon, is furious with reports that she shared a bed with her son-in-law.
Well, that was a creepy story.
After documents rose to the surface that said she shared a bed with her son-in-law. She's furious about that.
What documents?
TMZ discovered a coroner's report when it came to the autopsy of Simon Monjak, who was the husband of Brittany Murphy, Sharon's daughter.
Right.
In that report, it mentioned, from an interview that they did with Sharon, who was there at the time of his death, that she told the coroner's office that they shared a bed.
She had said that?
Yes.
Wow. Well, how can she be furious then?
I don't know, but she's calling it journalism at its lowest. Well, thank you very much. I've always wanted to achieve
some level of something, and now I have that.
Oh, we've accomplished that on many occasions.
So there's a report based on her own words. Yes. And now she's complaining. Okay. Maybe, and I'm thinking this would be a stretch. She's trying to spin it by saying they used the same bed
but
different
didn't.
Times. Maybe they slept in the same bed
but
in
they
shifts.
Bed schedules?
I don't know.
Like in the Navy? Hotbed?
So she's not saying anything about that fact. She's just saying she's furious about the reports. So,
all right.
Kill the messenger. I got a lot of good stories, but I'm out of time, so come back in an hour, won't you? Or stick around for an hour, even better.
Yeah.
Because we got some good stuff coming up.
We do.
In fact, for people who are concerned, and I know many of you are, I keep getting asked for updates on our friend Annabelle Ward, who's that hit-and-run victim who we've been trying to help over the past couple months. We'll be talking to her next, right?
Yes.
So that should be good stuff.
Yes, very excited about that.
Good update. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Connie Chung is 64.
Finally!
Robert Plant from Led Zepp is 62 years old today. Al Roker. Today's show weatherman, 56 years old. Kevin hates him. We don't know why.
I don't either.
Amy Adams is 36.
I don't watch him.
Singer actress Demi Lovato turns 18 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. This is the Kevin Amin Show on a Friday. Jerry O'Connell from Piranha 3D on the way. Also, if you'd like to own a piece of the television show Lost, now you can. And this is an unbelievable auction, too. This is not just, hey, a bottle of Dharma beer. I mean, this is you can own a piece of the plane that went down. Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible auction. So we'll tell you about that coming up here on the Kevin Amin Show. Before we go to our super secret guest on the phone, Ralph, bring folks up to speed maybe who have not heard about yet, or it's been a while since they heard about our friend Annabelle Ward.
Yeah, back in 2008, I was sitting outdoors at a restaurant in my neighborhood in Studio City, California here, and I was facing a crosswalk, and I saw a young woman and her daughter, and they're walking their dogs across the crosswalk, and out of nowhere came a dark sedan about 45, 50 miles an hour. It just mowed them down out of nowhere. No one could have seen it coming. And it was still to this day one of the most shattering experiences I've ever witnessed. And as you can imagine, what it was like for the people who actually went through it. So
and the car kept going.
Kept going. Never stopped. It was a total hit and run. It was a heinous act of brutal violence. And so I have sort of befriended Annabelle Ward, the victim of that hit and run, and her daughter. And she came to me some time ago. We were keeping in touch off and on, and she was going through some very difficult times financially and with her health and with her daughter and where they were living. No transportation, had lost their home, couldn't hold down a job because of the pain and the fact she still needed extensive medical care that she could no longer get because she didn't have health insurance at the time of the accident. It just went on and on. So we talked to her, and we opened up an account for her on PayPal, and we took some donations for her. And the listeners of the Kevin and Bean Show, as always, were remarkable in the outpouring of love and support and donations that they came up with for Annabelle, which was really changed and saved the lives of Annabelle and her daughter. I'm not you know, going out on a limb to say
she was able to stay in the apartment literally because of those donations, right?
And so her daughter was able to stay in the school that she was going to, and it really made all of the difference in someone's life. It was a remarkable experience to be part of. The thing is that Annabelle still was having a hard time getting to the pharmacy to get her medications, getting to the bank to deposit even the checks that people were sending to her as donations, getting around because she had no transportation. She had no car. She lost her car as a result of her financial difficulties as well. And so we have been trying to get her a car so that she can get around. And We thought we had one. Things didn't work out. Someone was donating a car. It was very kind of them to do so, but that didn't work out. So we've still been trying desperately to try to get her some transportation, and we have some very good news today.
We do, as a matter of fact.
I believe our friend Bo Bachman, vice president of Galpin Motors, is on the phone right now. And Bo is, you know, as we've talked to him over the years, always one of the greatest guys we've ever met. And he has stepped up to the plate on this one. Hey, Bo, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'll have you know, Bo is responsible for me having my Grabber Orange Mustang. I'll have you know, my limited edition.
Rocks, by the way, I just got to say.
It does rock. Absolutely, Bo. And I appreciate your help in getting
yellow,
me that.
Your yellow
it's
car?
It's not yellow. It's Grabber Orange.
Oh, come on, Bo.
Grabber Orange.
But not to get off topic at all, Bo, but is there an age at which it will be embarrassing for Ralph to still be driving that automobile?
Absolutely not.
No way.
That is way cool.
That is way
cool. Farnelli Jones edition. How are you getting that?
Farnelli Jones.
Farnelli Jones.
So we called Bo and we said, hey, Bo, I'm sure you've heard of Annabelle. And he called right back and said, I would love to help.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I've heard about, you know, listening, obviously, over the years and hearing about her story. And luckily, we found something I think is going to be the perfect motor transportation for her.
What is it?
We've got a beautiful 01 Volvo, only 47,000 miles on it. It's in great shape. And I hope it works out great for her and her family there.
Here's what Bo did, though. He took that car, and he knew that it was going to Annabelle. So he put it in the shop, and he said, I want to make sure everything is perfect on this car that it lasts, you know, 200,000 miles.
You're suggesting he doesn't do that with every car in all nine franchises,
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying he took a special interest in this particular.
Most of the time, you can barely drive those things off the lot when you buy from Bo.
How dare you? Not suggesting that at all.
Well, thanks for the plug, guys.
If you want a yellow car, you go to Bo.
It's orange.
Oh, whatever.
And, you know, Annabelle has special needs. It had to be an automatic, obviously, because she can only really use one of her legs. The other one is still very, very damaged. And so she needed room to put her motorized wheelchair in the back. So we had some specifications. It was hard to find her the right transportation. And Bo, we can't thank you enough for stepping up and really, really fulfilling this need. You and your whole family have always been so generous with charities and things like that, that we really appreciate what you've done.
No, it's my pleasure. And, you know, obviously she's going through some really tough times. So it's our, you know, it's Galvin's pleasure to step up and help her out. And hopefully this will go a long way to improving her her life from here on.
It absolutely will.
I got to tell you, people were reaching out to Ralph and saying, we wrote her a check, but it hasn't been cashed yet. What's the problem?
Did she ever get it?
And the problem was she couldn't get to the bank.
Literally could not get to the bank. She has to take a cab to go get her medications. And it can cost her $50 a trip sometimes just to go pick up her prescription.
Well, Bo, I want you to hang on the phone because we have not spoken with Annabelle yet this morning, but we have had the automobile delivered to her place, and we've got some of our team on site with Annabelle, who I believe joins us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Annabelle, are you there?
No, this is Beer Mug. Let me get you Annabelle.
Thank you, Beer Mug.
What a disappointment when you're hoping for Annabelle. You get a Beer Mug on the line.
Yeah, really. My God, is that a downgrade?
Here she is.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mugs.
He was a little hurt.
Hello.
Annabelle?
Hi, Annabelle.
Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting in my new car.
A new car!
How do you like it, Annabelle?
It's beautiful. Thank you.
It means it's so bizarre when it means, like, for most of us, we just take having a car for granted where we need to go. But
especially
for her,
in this town.
Like, for her, she can't cash checks or get medication. I mean, that's...
Go to the doctor.
That's just basic life.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Annabelle, this is going to make a bit of a difference in your life, huh?
I don't know if you had the radio on or if you were able to listen, but we have our friend Bo Bachman, who's the vice president of Galpin Motors at galpin.com, by the way, and he is the one who stepped up and got this car ready to go for you and had it delivered this morning. He's on the line if you'd like to talk to him.
Oh, lovely. Yes, please.
Hi, Annabelle. How you doing today?
Hi, how are you? I'm amazing today.
Well, I'm so glad. How do you like the car?
It's beautiful.
Oh, good.
And it's beautiful. Ayano and I are sitting in it right now.
Perfect. And it'll fit with the wheelchair in the back, the whole deal.
Yep, absolutely.
Everything you need. That's great.
The trunk, it's perfect. It's really perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, it's my pleasure. I've been sorry to hear what you've been going through, and hopefully this makes things a little bit easier for you.
It's going to make things a lot easier.
Good.
Yeah, there were times when she would have to choose between medication and not spending the $60 on a cab.
Mm. Yep.
I mean, that's rough.
No.
Yeah.
And Annabelle, I know that you also felt kind of bad because your daughter, you know, you wouldn't be able to take her places and do things together and stuff because you didn't have the transportation. So hopefully you guys can get some time now and get out of the house and enjoy some time together.
Right, absolutely. She's going to go to the beach.
Oh, that's great.
To the beach, great.
And Beer Mug was down there with the video camera. I understand if it's okay with you, he shot some video. We'd like to put that up at kevinandbean.com so our listeners can see the car and see you as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
So beautiful. Thank you very much.
In the interest of full disclosure, Bo is calling from home. Brandon, his brother, is actually there on site. So that's how it works with the Bachman family.
Oh,
actually, he's my little nephew.
Nephew.
Yeah. There you go.
Nephew, get up out of bed. Go. I'm Bo Bachman. Off with your head.
Annabelle, it's always great to talk to you, and it's been a long time since I've heard you this happy. So thank you so much for jumping on the phone, and we can't wait to hear more about your adventures you and your daughter are going to have in your new car, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. And Ayana wants to say thank you, too.
Okay, Ayana.
Oh, great. Okay.
Ayana?
Hi.
Hi there. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm good.
How do you like your new car?
I think it's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
We're glad you and your mom will be able to get around a little bit easier now, huh?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying hi. And please check out everything going on in the world of Galpin Motors at galpin.com. They've got 9 franchises in Southern California, over 4,000 vehicles with great one-stop convenient shopping. And more importantly than that, Bo has always been a great friend of the Kevin and Bean Show and a terrific citizen, too. Bo, thank you a lot. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have
Thanks,
a good one.
Bo.
Thanks, Bo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Annabelle. Is this Annabelle again?
Annabelle?
Gone.
She's gone.
I think we say goodbye. Right. I think we're done.
Yeah. Think that should wrap it up, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
About 20 seconds ago, yeah. What now? Why is Miss Cleo in here? We're trying to do a radio show here.
She was talking about her boobs.
Got women like, walking through right. our scene.
Right. I thought you would enjoy this. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was a boob-related
yes.
thing. What's going on, Miss Cleo?
I am taking part in the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. I'm going to go save some boobies. Good for you.
Come on now. Yeah. Why am Excellent. I the only one applauding?
No? Yay?
This is a, what is this, a charity walk?
It's a charity walk that Avon puts on. They've been doing it for years now, mm-hmm. I think 4 or 5 years. And it's basically a two-day event. It goes across the nation. It's kicks off in Santa
You're
Barbara.
You're walking across the nation?
No, they have different events across the nation. The kickoff one is in Santa Barbara, which is the one I will be taking part in. It's on September 11th.
Oh,
and
of course
wow,
it is.
That day.
Wait a second.
Again, it's a two-day charity walk.
I'm going to be at Kevin boxing Michael Clark Duncan on September 11th.
That's September 11th?
I don't see that happening at all, really.
I can't be in Santa Barbara at the same time. How far are you walking?
You can do either... spread out the 26.2 miles over 2 days, or there are some people who do 26.2 miles, which is a full marathon, the first day, and then a half a marathon the second day on Sunday.
Wow.
13.1.
And what are you doing?
Walking. I'm going to walk.
She's going to walk 100 yards and then go, that's it. I'm out.
How far do you really think you're going to go?
I don't know. I hope to do the whole thing. I think I can do 26.2 miles over 2 days. They have like this whole tent city in the middle of the walk where you can sleep and you bring your sleeping bags and you camp out for the night and mm-hmm. it's got showers and a bunch of activities going on. So
you need someone to rub you down?
Well, they do offer massages.
Oh, all right.
How about that? I haven't walked 26.2 miles in my adult life.
I believe that.
That is true.
So Ms. Clear, you're walking. How does that raise money?
Well, what you can do is donate to my cause. I need to raise a grand total of $2,000.
$2,000.
$2,000.
All right.
So you can donate, and then I just go out and walk. That's how most charity walks work.
Yeah.
You donate
yeah.
to that.
I have a point to make, if you don't mind, if I could just butt in here.
Sure.
It seems to me like we're not on even ground as we speak. Because we made a bet a while back.
Oh, Cleo already owes us. Uh-oh.
And she's in debt. She already owes us jumping jacks, which she's
right.
never done.
So how can she come to us asking for a favor?
Right. Like, we're going to, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll sponsor you, person who stiffed us on last bet.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's tell Cleo we're going to give her lots of money per mile and then just not
and then
pay.
Don't.
Well,
then,
that's what
well,
we should do because
that.
That's what liars do.
Or if I make the $2,000 in donations,
yes,
I will make good on my jumping jacks.
Oh. She
For
says
reals?
Again.
For reals this time.
You will
she
do
lied.
It.
No, I promise. It's come on, it's for boobies.
Yeah.
It's
Listen,
for boobies.
We're down with boobies.
There's something on the line now.
Yeah.
Last time it was just you wanting to
see.
It was
me
her
mouthing
kicking a
off.
Field goal.
Yeah.
Okay. So exactly. you're trying to raise $2,000. What do most people do? Do most people give you a dollar a mile or something like that, and we just try to get a bunch of people to do it? Is that how it usually works?
No, you can go straight to kevinandbean.com. I've got a little page through Avon, and you can straight up donate. You can do as little or as much as you want. It doesn't have to be per mile.
Can you do it per mile?
No, I don't believe they have that option.
It's too bad because I think she's going
to
make it like 3/4 of a mile and she's just going to go, oh, I'm tired.
I think the people who run these charity events wisened up and was like, hey, how about you just donate?
How about just donate because maybe our people won't make it. All right. But, all right. Okay. So with you, it's 26.2 miles.
Over 2 days.
And
jumping jacks.
How many jumping jacks?
How many, yeah.
How many did we, how many are we owed?
It was supposed to be 30 seconds, I think, of jumping jacks.
What was it, Mike? Do you remember?
I thought it was a minute.
I thought it was a minute. Dave thinks it was 50 jumping jacks.
I think it was, no, you it was 50 jumping jacks because it was originally a 50-yard field goal. Was
oh,
a
yeah.
promise.
Okay.
It was 50 jumping
jacks. All right, 50 jumping jacks.
And you did like 2, so you owe us 48. So 26.2 miles and 48 jumping jacks.
Correct.
On video.
If we raise the money.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So we're trying to raise $2,000. And you can go to kevinandbean.com, look for Miss Cleo's post. You'll see a Photoshop picture of her with Reese Witherspoon, that dude. And I guess she's involved in the Avon Breastwalk,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, she's the spokesperson for Avon.
And Saturday, September 11th, so get in your donations by then. You can click on the link through. I can't wait for the jumping jacks.
And then Monday, the 13th, we'll have video of the jumping jacks. Like, you could do it ahead of time.
Sure. If we
as soon as we reach the
$2,000.
She's
barely going to be able to walk.
No,
by the way.
That's why
I'm
saying.
We'll do it before.
That's why I'm saying we'll do it before.
Yeah.
Because that's more important than walking.
That's exactly
right. I mean, we're not paying per mile, so if you're donating, you're just donating.
Right.
So she'll walk three quarters of a mile, go home.
You're really donating for jumping jacks. Right. You're really donating to save the tatas. Come on, people.
All right. All right.
Boobies. Boobies! No?
Yes, definitely.
By the way, we get a lot of emails asking how much to donate for Miss Cleo to do the jumping jacks topless, and that's something we forgot to bring up with her when we had her in here a minute ago, so we'll get back to you on that.
Look, we're lucky if we're going to get the 48 out of her.
That's true. Hollywood treasure, as he insists on being known, Jerry O'Connell from Piranha 3D joins us in a few minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, Michael Jackson in the news. There's a video game that will be in stores in time for Christmas. It's made by Ubisoft, the same people behind Assassin's Creed and Ghost Recon. And I guess, what's your understanding, Kevin? It's a karaoke slash dancing game? Yeah, a little bit of everything?
You sing along with Michael Jackson songs and you match his dancing on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, we want to find out more about it. So, of course, we got the hotline to heaven. We'll fire it up right now and see if we can bring Mr. Jackson onto the show and find out about this new video game. Hello, Michael.
Hey!
How you doing, buddy?
Get out! I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
What sounds like you're playing a video game.
To,
I'm playing my new video game, Michael Jackson Experience. Oh, almost.
What?
Almost what?
Oh.
Oh, no.
This is your game.
I hit the propofol.
What? There's propofol?
Yeah. If you run into the propofol on the screen, you lose a life.
Wow.
But unlike real life, I get to reset and go again.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have endless lives now?
No.
Okay. No. I wouldn't play the game much longer then.
So what's the deal? I mean, I there's not very many details in this news story. Do I, like, stand in my living room and try to do the moonwalk if I'm performing Billie Jean like you did on that show?
That's part of it. Part of it is sort of a dance karaoke version.
Okay.
But there's
okay.
also an adventure that you get to play.
An adventure?
Yeah. Oh.
Is that Bubbles?
Is that Bubbles? Yeah.
Oh.
There's a... Oh, Bubbles just ripped my face off.
you don't need that.
That's not good in the game. That's okay. I hit the propofol again.
Oh, you got to avoid
Luckily,
that.
Luckily, you get a lot of different faces in this game.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life. If Bubbles rips one off, you get to have another one.
Just you get a new face.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So you try to capture as much Jesus juice as you can.
Okay.
And
okay.
then you give it to the other players in the game. And then you collect their underwear.
That doesn't sound...
It's great.
That doesn't sound great.
It's an awesome game. And you try to get to the slumber party. That's the final, level.
No.
And then you lock the door.
No.
And it's...
No.
What's that, Michael?
I just turned into a werewolf. It's like Thriller.
Like Thriller, okay.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. How about that?
Oh, no.
You hit the propofol again.
No, I tried to have sex with a girl. Yeah. It doesn't work out so well. I lost my life.
That's a weird game, I'll tell you.
Are you sure this is accurate? This is the game they're putting out? What's that?
Woo, I got some underwear. That's what you get when you click some underwear. You get that little noise.
Sounded like a rape whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
That was just me. I had a breakfast burrito.
Oh, no, you hit the
propofol again.
Oh, that's not good.
All right, one more time. Let me see if I can. I'm still learning how to play this, so it's hard.
Very exciting game. Oh, I don't want to know.
Woo, the slumber party level.
Come on now.
You need to unplug that and walk away from the machine.
I win.
You don't win.
Come on now. There's. Come on.
No.
Oh, this is the best game ever.
That's unfortunate.
We gotta go.
I wish we hadn't asked about that. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday Kevin and Bean Show. What you talking about, Ralph?
Tough week for Jennifer Aniston.
How come?
Things are not going well for her.
She's got a new movie
opening up today, The Switch, which looks very entertaining to me. But she's having a rough week. Turns out that she is one of several A-list
Hollywood ladies who have been taken advantage of by her own hairstylist.
Oh, no.
Salon owner Maria Gabriela Perez was nabbed by the Secret Service last Wednesday and hauled in on fraud charges. Apparently, she was taking the credit card information of her A-list celebrity clients, stealing that information, and ripping them off.
Wow.
Then, on top of it, she was seriously overcharging her clients for all her services.
I was going to ask, don't they charge ridiculous amounts anyway?
Apparently, Jennifer Aniston, Cher, Anne Hathaway, Melanie Griffith, and Liv Tyler were all victims of fraud from this woman who was their hairstylist. Liv Tyler allegedly lost over $200,000 in charges and credit card fraud from this woman.
How much are you spending if you don't notice that?
That's true.
It's a good question.
What's your credit card? Like, we go those Amex Blackies.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
So TMZ's got the story, but apparently they hauled her in, and now they're going to bring her up on fraud charges.
Why the Secret Service?
Good question.
Did Obama get his haircut there?
Maybe he did.
I think the Secret Service deals with a lot of things other than presidential security.
I think they're also like Treasury agents or something,
too.
Yeah, I think
so. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Jennifer, still in trouble. Apparently, she is taking heat for a little slip of the tongue she made on her appearance on Regis and Kelly yesterday.
Now what?
She was talking about her recent photo shoot where she dressed up, looked like Barbra Streisand in the 60s, and they did a photo shoot of her looking like Barbra.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Regis said, so you get to play dress-up? And she said, yeah, I got to play dress-up. I do it for a living like a retard. Well, you can't use that word anymore.
Yeah.
And so they have descended upon her. The folks at the ARC, which is an advocacy group for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Kevin, you know them. They worked with you. They have said that retard, the R word, is as offensive and inappropriate as the N word.
Nope.
It is the same.
Okay, first of all, they're retarded. But second of all, Now that retarded people are called mentally challenged people, they're not retards anymore. So it seems like retard is now available to be used because you're clearly not talking about somebody who has an actual medical condition.
It wasn't as if Jennifer Aniston pointed at someone with Down syndrome and yelled the word. She was referring to herself and doing things in a developmentally retarded way.
Right.
Yeah. It was self-effacing, and I certainly think she should be given... All right, you know, maybe you're not crazy about the word. Listen, I can understand people who work with the developmentally disabled or have a family member who suffers with that. I can understand why they would be sensitive to it.
I do too.
But to equate it to the N-word and say it is verboten to speak in public, I think maybe overstepping the bounds.
Ding ba da da, ding ba da da.
Oh, come on.
Ding ba da da, ding ba da da.
The Special Olympics folks say the R-word is toxic, hurtful, and suggest to everyone use ridiculous as an alternative.
Nope.
What?
You are ridiculous. Say that instead of saying you are a R-word.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Use that as a substitute.
Not exactly.
Here's our substitute, window liquor.
That's what we
right.
Find
that's
out.
What we like. That's the one that works for us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if things were bad enough for Jennifer Aniston.
Everything has to be the N-word.
I know, they're all equal, right?
It's all the N-word.
As if things weren't bad enough.
Stupid Dr. Laura.
Things weren't bad enough for Jennifer. She also has a spotty dating history.
Yeah.
What is this?
The all Jennifer edition of the Showbiz Beat.
Jennifer Aniston.
There's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of good Jennifer stuff today.
All right. And let's remember, by the way, Ralph started with this week's disasters. Last week, she was getting piled on by Bill O'Reilly all week long.
That's
remember?
Right. I'm telling
not
you.
Had a good month.
It's hard to be a pimp
in the city.
She's a pimp, too. Apparently, she's got a spotty dating past.
Yes.
Of course, famously, she was married to Brad Pitt. That didn't go so well. She's had some problems. She was on The Daily Show last night, and I had no idea, but she actually went on a date with Jon Stewart at one point in her life.
Really?
Yeah. And things did not go well. Here's them sharing with us the story of their date.
We went out to an Italian restaurant.
Of course I remember that.
Here's what was nice about it that I remember, and you can tell me you remember.
Yes.
You brought so many of your friends. She's so excited to be on a date with me. She wants me to get to know her posse.
That's really sad.
I don't remember if it was exactly a group of us are getting together or single. I just remember the box that I'd written for you was, do you like me? Check this box. So, by the way, if this gets uncomfortable, do you want to invite other people into the interview? Because I have no problem. You want to bring
people? He's so good.
He's awesome.
Let me call for some rampant speculation, because I think Jennifer Aniston, I don't know her except for, you know, she was one of the stars of Kevin Amin's Rockstar all those years ago. But
right.
So we met on the set. But she seemed like a very nice woman who would be a great girlfriend and a lot of fun to hang out with. Yeah. She's very pretty.
No, Mike. What are you shaking your head no
Mike
for?
Shaking Mike shaking his head no
I think
like
she
knows.
Seems awesome.
Here's the bottom line.
I think she seems awesome. Yeah, what's the problem?
Suck worse than anyone in the world, because she does seem great. She's beautiful and she's super rich.
Yeah.
But every guy dumps her within a couple months, and she goes through them like crazy. So she
did
must
they all dump her?
Suck.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
Or does she dump?
I don't know who's dumping who.
Yeah, I don't know what is the cause behind her trials and tribulations in her romance.
You know what I mean?
Her romance world. Just, but
she seems awfully awesome to be single and unmarried at 40 or whatever she is. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe she's picky.
Maybe she doesn't want to be married. Maybe she's enjoying herself.
Maybe she's lesbian.
I wish. So hot.
Just throwing stuff out. I don't know.
I like her enormously, but it is odd.
It is odd.
Yeah, because I think she'd be a great girlfriend. Because she is funny and smart, and you see her in interview situations, she's really a
great
on top of it, you know?
She gets better looking, too. With it.
Yeah, she's amazing looking. She's in great shape.
And it must be weird for her to not only see Brad Pitt now married with seven kids or whatever he's got, but even, you know, even the Jon Stewart thing. I mean, he's married and has a couple of kids now and is happy and has moved on and become an adult and has a life. And she's still, you know, single out there looking. It's just, it's kind of weird.
I'm married with a kid. That must rip her up.
That must hurt.
She's lost her opportunity to be with me.
More than any of the above.
That's why she stopped coming on the show.
Yeah. She was on all those times.
All those times. Remember all the Friends cast?
Couldn't keep the Friends off the air.
Just keep showing up out of the blue, out of nowhere. They would just walk through the door. It was like Bob Hope on the old Carson show. They would just show up out of nowhere and just sit down and start rapping with us.
How many times did you show up in the morning, Ralph, and Schwimmer was just leaning up against the radio station door just
Schwimmer
waiting to come on?
Could not get enough of being on our show.
Yeah.
That was frustrating.
Yeah.
Or they were never on.
We never
one
had
time.
One friend cast member ever.
In 11 years
after
that show was on the air.
Hundreds and hundreds of times, none of them would be even on a phone call with us.
I think they made the right decision.
Why did the Friends hate us?
I don't know, but
they're not friendly. Not at all.
Remember we did that bake sale for them? Was that for them?
Yep,
yeah,
sure was.
Because they wanted
a renegotiation.
They wanted $1 million an episode, and NBC was hesitant in giving it to them.
Did NBC give them a bake sale?
You raised some money for them, which I thought was nice.
Right.
Yeah.
We would even take in Phoebe at one point. Remember, we were desperate to get any friend on the air.
We asked for Marcel the monkey, and he said he was busy shooting an action sequence and he couldn't talk to us at that time.
Just send us a Polaroid of Chandler's chair. That's all we want. Just that. Couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
We asked for Gunther once. Remember? The guy who worked at Central Perk. The barista from Central Perk wouldn't come on the air with us. Gunther refused.
That's right.
I was
when you get turned
incensed.
Down by Gunther.
You want Gunther.
Yeah, we were low on their priority list.
Today's celebrity birthdays. James Marsters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is 48 years old today. Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin is 62. 62 years old.
Yeah. Got a new band, you know.
Yeah. What are they called? The Walkers?
It's called The Band of Joy. New album coming
called
out
next month. The Mall Walkers. Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit is 40 all years right. old. Amy Adams is 36. Monique Powell, our buddy from Save Ferris, is 35 years old today. Demi Lovato celebrates her 18th birthday today. She officially gets her bell. She must be so happy. You know, you look forward to a lot of things when you're 18 and you finally turn that age. Getting the bell on the Kevin and Bean Show must be one of those things.
I'm sure. Right? I hope so. I'm sure it's huge.
Yeah. I'm sure all the Friends cast felt that way, too. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hello. I'm Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell, and I've worked on some serious projects in the past. Stand By Me, Crossing Jordan, Sliders, Kangaroo Jack, but none of them hold a candle to Piranha 3D.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
hey, Hollywood treasure.
Listen, I didn't write that. The guys and girls over at Funny or Die did, but I thought it was really funny.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
But you didn't ad-lib that.
No, how did I call myself Hollywood treasure? Wouldn't that be funny? Wink, wink.
It was in the script. You know, we have this Piranha 3D movie coming out, and, you know, the cast, we had so much fun, and we really wanted to do one of these viral video things. You know, Eva Mendes did one right before the other guys came out.
Right.
So
So Eva Mendez really sex tape, right?
Was that well, we were sort of pushing that around, and you know, in Piranha 3D, we have the very beautiful Kelly Brook, who can currently be seen on the cover of of Playboy magazine.
Her in that movie.
We're familiar with her.
Yes, very nice girl, very attractive. But we wanted to do some sort of video, and somebody came up with the idea that instead of a we wanted to do a 4-year consideration video for Piranha 3D. And that really cracked us up. And then we wanted to do not a 4-year consideration. We wanted to do a 4-year information. Piranha 3D is the best movie of 2010.
Yeah.
And that turned into this. So we had a lot of fun doing it.
I had a chance to see the movie this week, Jerry.
Did you really see
it? I did. I saw it.
I really want to hear what you think, because I've been hearing nothing but really amazing things about it.
It is remarkably entertaining. It's one of the most fun movies that you will see this year by far. It walks the line perfectly between silly and funny and sexy and scary alternately, and it really, the whole thing really comes together.
We went to the premiere on Wednesday night, and I went with my wife, and it's funny because usually I work on things, and this is probably a sad state of my career, but usually I'll have like a premiere for something and I'll say to my wife, hey, honey, you want to come to the premiere? My wife will be like, nah.
Not really.
Not really. I mean, do you need me to come? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, then I won't go. I said, hey, honey. I almost didn't even ask her to come to Piranha 3D. But I was like, hey, honey, the Piranha 3D. And my wife was like, oh, I'm coming.
Really?
I'm coming.
Did you ask her what the difference was?
My wife is into like really scary sort of movies. My wife likes to be scared. And it's funny. I mean, I don't want to get all, sociological analytical on everyone, but I have two little girls now, mm-hmm. and they're almost two, and they love this game where I scare the crap out of them, and they realize they're not, you know, if they're going through, like, we have this little tunnel thing in our backyard, and if they go in there and I stick my head in and go ah, and they jump, they start to laugh hysterically.
Are you sure they're laughing? Are you positive that that's...
Well, it's like tears, but laughing with tears and like night terrors. But my wife was really into it. And I said, honey, what did you think of the movie afterwards? And my wife was like, oh, my God, don't even talk to me. It was too much.
It's
over the top.
Could it be that your wife, though, wanted to experience and didn't want to miss out on experiencing you being separated from your penis?
That happens in the film.
It does, yes.
Oh, Inglourious 3D?
So. Inglourious 3D. And I think maybe, subconsciously, she wanted to experience that. Maybe she was trying to separate you from your manhood
A little Lorena Bobbitt.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is it a big fish or a small fish?
I think Jerry must have had something to do with the special effects.
It's the size of a boat.
when you see it in 3D, you got to say, well, that's, you know, considering the state it's in, it's pretty good size.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's great that it's in 3D. To be honest, we shot it in Lake Havasu in Arizona, very popular spring break, July 4th Memorial Day spot. The Colorado River rushes, which is like snowy ice cap river, ice cold water.
Oh, I see.
Rushes into that body of water.
Shrinkage. That's what you're claiming.
So you're already backtracking on the.
Well, listen,
because the rest of us haven't seen it yet.
I understand that, but just like at times, maybe if it were like more humid outside, and I wasn't in freezing icy waters.
Right.
I mean, like.
And you're scared for your life, too. Got to consider that.
Right. Yeah. And
a sexy time
that
for you.
Makes you tense.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
They're also filming scenes with a lot of crew. It's just not like.
So it's like a guppy sized fish?
Whoa. They're not huge. It's not like Jaws fish.
Right.
But they are like sort of individual. They're like bass, you know? Like.
Bass can be like a pound.
Okay, listen. They're not like rainbow trout.
Okay,
it's not like goldfish, like Petco. Look at the fish.
So not goldfish size.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Talking about Piranha 3D, by the way, with our guest Jerry O'Connell, Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell, who's in studio.
Thank you.
Is it true? I think I read somewhere that never has a motion picture been made with more fake blood in it. This is the all-time Hollywood champ for amount of blood is used in a movie.
This has the record.
Has
the record, yeah. And by the way, this is coming from a special effects house here in Los Angeles where we listen to you guys every morning. I know because I was there doing molds of certain body parts.
Couldn't you get a stuntman for that role, by the way? The body part?
That?
Yeah.
No, I'm like, remember I'm Harvey Keitel and Bad Lieutenant and like...
piano, too.
And the piano and Viggo Mortensen in...
Eastern Promises. Right?
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Jerry is a method Hollywood trainer.
That's what I do, man.
I would have picked a black guy, a black stunt guy. That's what I would have picked. I think I'm right with that.
Well, Bing Rames is in this film.
There he is.
I didn't see all of them, but he is a big man everywhere else. I mean,
he's
an imposing figure. I remember when he came to set. I mean, I really did find myself saying like, Mr. Rames, can I get you anything?
I think people were... Ralph made this observation earlier today. Before he knew too much about the movie and just saw the actors attached to it, he was surprised to see guys like you and Oscar winner Elizabeth Shue and Bing Rames.
Richard Dreyfuss,
speaking of guys.
Chris
Lloyd. Attached to a movie like this, but there must have been something, even on the page, you must have read the script and realized this was going to be something special beyond just a cheesy horror film.
Was it the name Kelly Brook? You saw that name and said, I'm in?
In all honesty, they sent me the script and said Richard Dreyfuss will be reprising his role as Matt Hooper from Jaws. And it just made me realize that this movie was going to be something kind of special. And that Christopher Lloyd, I mean, the way he's revealed in the film, how he's in like a silhouette and you're sitting in the theater and... He's like, oh, we have a serious problem here.
Doc Brown.
And it's like the whole audience just goes bananas. Yeah. It's like, remember Evil Dead 2? Remember when you first saw that and just how awesome that movie was? I think it's sort of the same vibe, you know?
It's funny that Richard Dreyfuss wouldn't do Jaws 3D, by the way, but he's in Piranha 3D.
Hey, man, you're talking about a Dennis Quaid film right there in Jaws 3D, which is also a 3D fish film, which I also paid money to go and see in the theater, and I can promise you, and I don't care if this starts a beef with Dennis Quaid. Piranha 3D is better than Jaws 3D.
Wow. I don't think there's any question about that.
He's throwing the gauntlet down to Dennis Quaid.
He's coming after you, Quaid.
Dennis Quaid doesn't even remember he made that movie.
What?
All right.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, I don't care. What's your problem?
Dude, we got to take a break and leave it there for one moment. We have many other questions we have to talk about, including the scene that Ralph won't shut up about with Kelly Brook underwater. I mean,
he shouldn't just shut up about it.
It sounds like the best 8 minutes that's ever been filmed in any movie ever. But we'll talk more of Piranha 3D with our guest, Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connor, when we return on the Kevin and Bean Show. One of the stars of Piranha 3D in theaters everywhere today is in our studio on the Kevin and Bean Show, Hollywood treasure Jerry O'Connell. I have to give great credit to Lisa May exercising restraint. Not once so far since Mr. O'Connell's been in the studio has she said, hey, I'm the one who watched Carpoolers.
I was a giant fan of Carpoolers, and I got so much crap for it, but I love that show.
You loved Carpoolers.
I really did. You did not stop
talking about goddamn Carpoolers, but I appreciate you not bringing
it
up.
Listen, Lisa works with the traffic. That's right. I mean, maybe it's right up her alley.
I
should also say,
we denied its existence.
We didn't. So we said, there's no show like that. So sorry about that.
I'm sorry there's no underwater, naked, choreographed 3D swimming as there is in Piranha 3D.
That would have made a difference.
Then that would have put it on your radar.
Let's talk about that.
You perverts.
8 minutes long? And it's
Can't really be 8 minutes long. It can't really
be. It feels like
a pretty good show. You tell me, Jerry. It's got to be 6 or 7, right?
You know, they actually rehearsed that for months. One of the girls is an adult film star named Riley Steele. Yes. Very nice Southern California girl. Very funny. Could not swim.
Oh, no.
Got to set, has this whole big thing.
Wow. Looks like she would float, though.
Couldn't swim for obvious reasons.
The problem is she has to get underwater. That's the problem.
And they taught her to swim and everything. And they really rehearsed that.
Wow. Who cast this movie?
So it's her.
A French dude named Alex Aja, who's our director.
Couldn't they have asked that question before they got her on the set?
Does she swim?
Well, I mean, he was like, this scene will be the most beautiful scene you will ever be a part of, I promise you. And it's also fun to have a French director, because everything you do, you just feel like it's something really special.
and it could be a bunch of crap. He could be from Jersey, for all I know, but I don't care. I just love it.
Seems very artsy when he's saying, now shoot the piranha with the shotgun.
Yeah.
The piranha will come and bite off your thingy.
So it's Kelly Brook, and they're underwater.
Riley Steele, and they are...
And Kelly Brook looks like a lot of fun. She looks like someone who loves being Kelly Brook, right?
Oh, man.
You know, she's really nice. Very attractive girl.
With that accent, though, too. That British accent. That kills me.
That is really good. I could listen to that for a while.
Yeah.
But they're both underwater for 8 minutes, and they're making out.
It's a scene. It's like a water
3D
ballet.
Synchronized... ballet thing.
Yeah, only they're stark ass naked rubbing all over each other.
Right, so in most movies, that's 30 seconds.
Oh, not in this movie.
That's why this movie rules. 3D.
Jerry, your character is like the Girls Gone Wild guy, right?
Right. Well, you said that, not me. And I should say that my character is Derek Jones, and he owns a company called Wild Wild Girls.
Okay.
So he owns a softcore pornography business.
Do girls any relation to any person's actual or living is purely coincidental, is what you're telling me.
Purely coincidental. It's based on a number of people who work in the softcore porn industry who go to things like Spring Break, which is where Piranha 3D and videotapes and women exposing themselves.
So girls expose themselves to your cameras.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So these girls go wild for you is what I was saying. Right? That's what they do.
These are observations that you have made.
Sure.
Not me. And
I would watch what you and I say, those girls have gone wild. That's what I would say
people
if I was watching.
People can, you know, make their own judgments. It's in no way a reflection upon me or the Weinstein Company.
We appreciate you bringing in your attorney with you. Thank you. So what? Tell us about the research for that role. How do you play this sleazebag?
We have to take a break.
We have to. When we come back,
we'll get the whole story.
Having a good time. You just
we have to
pooped
take
in the
break.
Pool. What's
Look,
going on here?
You know how much I'm making for this appearance?
Let's stretch it out.
Someone's got to pay for that.
That's true.
No one's paying for that. I hate to tell you that, but yeah. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right.
Less than a half an hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll be talking about the Profiles in History auction of lost memorabilia. Ralph, it's virtually everything that was on the TV show over all six seasons. You can own it now, right?
It's almost every prop and every costume they used on Lost. If you had a favorite episode or a favorite moment, I guarantee you they have something there that you can get. Everything from the Apollo candy bars or the Dharma beer cans all the way up to actual pieces of the fuselage of the plane you can have in your house.
Wow.
So if you're a Lost fan, stick around. That's coming up just
Kate?
After the top.
Can I buy Kate? She is not
available. Kevin and Bean Show.
Maybe
right
a pair
now
of panties, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hollywood Treasure, Jerry Cage O'Connell panties. All right, Ralph.
Yes, we know what to say.
Jerry O'Connell is here talking about Piranha 3D. We have much to talk about more with Mr. O'Connell. First, though, I believe we have a clip from the film. And I think if you've seen none of the advertising campaign, you haven't seen the billboards, you haven't seen any of the interviews the cast has been doing, I think this clip really, really summarizes for you what to expect when you head to the theater today.
I'll do it!
They're eating me. Is that the scene where I get eaten?
I think that's you, yeah.
Well, there's a very big scene where it's like spring break and they tie all their boats up and
there's
the
like
piranha are in the water.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Wet t-shirt contest.
And the DJs are there and
everybody's
swimming.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the part just before the piranha show up. You're at Havasu, right?
In Lake Havasu.
Yes.
Everybody ties their boats up.
Right.
These prehistoric piranha get released into the water.
These piranha are millions of years old.
That is an amazing Christopher Lloyd.
What are they living in Middle Earth?
They're living in the center of the Earth. I actually have a joke that someone gave me. Can I try it?
Sure.
They're Jurassic piranha. Ask me why they're Jurassic.
Why are they Jurassic piranha?
Because when they're released in the water, you better get Jurassic out of the water.
Yeah. Someone gave you that one, huh?
You might want to give it back.
I think the part where you say, ask me, that part needs to go.
No, but there's an underground lake underneath the lake.
Sure.
And an earthquake caused a rift between the two,
yeah.
And everything that lives in the underground lake comes into the lake that's above it.
And they have a taste for human flesh?
They have a taste for human flesh, and they just keep eating people through the entire film.
Right.
Jerry, I could be dead wrong about this, because I haven't seen everything you've been in, but the things that I think of you most when I think of Jerry O'Connell, I think nice guy. Yet, this is exactly the opposite of that. Have you ever played as much of a dick as you do
no,
this time around?
This guy's the worst. This guy's the worst, man.
And it's not even like a comedy dick. You're a real dick at certain points in this film.
And I got to say, I don't know if it's because I'm older or what. I really enjoyed playing it. I mean, maybe as I get older, you sort of have to be nice. Or maybe I'm married and you have to be nice. And sort of play a total jerk was really very...
You grab our young hero in the film by the throat, and it's a really sort of tense, awkward moment in the film because you're like a real bastard.
And by the way, our young hero, who happens to be Steve McQueen's grandson.
I did not know that.
And who did you base your character on?
My character, Derek Jones, who owns Wild Wild Girls, is loosely based on a number of characters who are sort of moguls in the softcore porn industry.
No one
in particular, then, that would come to mind that would have a similar job. Or
any similarities are completely coincidental.
Probably any regular Joe you could just sort of focus on and say, there's qualities in that guy I would take
from. Oh, man, I forget how funny you are.
Some of America's best pornographers, some of France's best pornographers, all
right,
of them.
There's a whole different group of people you could choose from.
Sure.
All right, Piranha 3D opens everywhere in theaters today. Real quick before you go, though, because Lisa mentioned your billboards all over town. You also have a brand new TV show. This will be your fifth TV show in 5 years or something, right? Do I have that right?
That is not true.
No, it is not true.
It is my fourth in 5 years.
Okay, all right. But this one's going to make it, though.
This is the one.
This is the one.
You're
not in a carpool.
This is it. It's called The Defenders. It's about a couple of Vegas attorneys who just end up defending all these people who've been wrongfully accused, and all they want to do is make money. They're flashy guys. They have all the bling from Vegas. Yeah. You know, they represent adult film stars and everything. And really, all they end up doing is getting people out of prison and stuff for pro bono stuff. So they're like lawyers with big hearts.
Not happy about the big
completely
hearts.
Completely frustrated.
Well, you know, they just sort of have to be nice. They're sort of forced into these situations. But it's with Jim Belushi, who is a terrifically dramatic actor. He's really wowing me. He's working harder than I am and is a lot better than I am in this
show.
Don't
say that. He's not a Hollywood treasure.
what network is this? CBS?
CBS?
Yeah.
CBS. It'll be on Wednesdays at 10 after NCIS, I think.
Oh, that's a good lead-in.
Yeah.
Right. And Jim Belushi, for folks who only know him from The According to Jim, which is probably his most famous role, was on for 8 years or something like that, he actually has done other things that he showed a lot different side to him.
And I should he should come in here and tell you the story, but he told a really amazing story where he got into Second City and went in there when he was in his 20s, and his late brother, who was then still alive, said to him, "Hey, man, don't go to Second City. You're a way better dramatic actor. Trust me." And he was like, "What? Are you scared? I'm gonna pass you." But he was in True West, which is a dramatic theater company in Chicago, and in Steppenwolf, another dramatic theater company in Chicago. I think founded by Gary Sinise, and
that's the one. Yeah,
I think William Peterson is involved in all these places. Mm-hmm. And so he's a dramatic dude, and he really wanted to do it. But with that, According to Jim, man, that guy is loaded.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to work. He's got some cash. I mean, I'm sorry to talk about people's finances, but yeah, he makes a rain on me, and I dance for him. And not with singles, with like hundreds and $1,000 bills. And bullion.
September 22nd. Around in his pants pocket.
Wow, that's got to be a heavy pocket.
That's something.
September 22nd, that debuts on the CBS network. That's called The Defenders. Piranha 3D opens up everywhere today. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Hollywood Treasure, Jerry O'Connell, for stopping by here today.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you.
You guys do such nice things, giving people cars and such. And,
we have one for you, too. We got a new car for you as a party gift.
And one for Rebecca. Take a couple.
Oh, man, you guys. Whatever's in the parking lot, you can have.
Ralph Grammer is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin Bean Show for a Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, it won't be the all Jennifer Aniston edition this time. We did that last hour. Lady Gaga deserves our congratulations. She has taken the Twitter crown from Britney Spears.
Oh, they've been going back and forth over the last few months.
They sure have been. You don't have to tell me. I am constantly on famecount.com.
Run and tell that, homeboy.
They've been going back and forth.
What an ass.
I don't follow either one of them, by the way, just for the record.
I don't. Right. Famecount.com is the website that keeps track of such things.
Famecount.
And they claim that Gaga has pulled ahead with 5.6 million followers.
Wow.
Wow.
That's an astonishing number of people to be able to reach with any thought 24 hours a day. You can type something that 5 million people will see. It's crazy.
So she just edged out Britney this week. So congratulations, Gaga. It's been neck and neck. Well, you know,
didn't have to tell Bean.
Right, he's been up on the battle.
You know, it's Gaga and Spears, Gaga and Spears, Gaga and Spears. It's Gaga and Spears at the pole. It's Gaga and Spears at the halfway mark. It's Gaga and Spears. But who's coming up from behind? Who's coming up in the stretch? Bieber. Bieber's right behind him on their tails.
Sure. How about that?
Bieber is got about 4.5 million followers right now. But he is gaining 800,000 new followers a month.
Wow. What does he have to say, Bean?
He's gaining the most. What does he have to say? Monthly. So they think he's going to be right up there with them.
I don't follow Justin.
Seriously, what does he have to say?
But I will tell you that Gaga and Justin, from what I understand, actually do their own tweeting. Britney, basically, it's a publicity arm of her machine. So if you want to get close to the stars,
it's just
an
arm, just a disembodied arm writes her tweets? That is creepy.
One hand.
Y'all. Great story regarding Bret Michaels, the indestructible Bret Michaels, as I like to call him.
Sure.
Nothing, God keeps trying to kill him.
Nothing will take him down. Make his brain bleed, he goes on The Apprentice. He doesn't care. He just
put him in
going.
Poison, he still survives.
apparently, he is suing a concert promoter for $5 million for the greatest reason ever. And by the way, this guy's going to lose this case, and he will have to pay Bret Michaels $5 million.
Really?
And it will happen.
Really?
And I will tell you why.
Why?
Bret Michaels shows up on the date for the concert in Syracuse, New York. He gets there and finds out that the show has been postponed without his consent.
Oh.
He shows up to the venue and they go, "Oh no, Brett, we've canceled your show.
Kidding.
We're changing it to another date." And he says to the promoter, "Why would you do that? You didn't ask me, you didn't tell me. Why did you do that?" And the promoter said, and I'm not kidding, this isn't a joke, "Well, I saw that you were going to be on America's Got Talent tonight. So I realized you were going to be on that TV show and you couldn't do our show because you'd be in Hollywood doing the TV show." To which Brett responds,
"Wow.
I taped that performance a week ago." Oops.
Oh my God.
The guy took it upon himself because he saw a commercial for America's Got Talent with Bret Michaels to cancel the show. What kind of dumbass is this guy?
He didn't pick up the phone
and assume maybe Brett called
figure
anyone?
Out his
schedule somehow? And
that's
be
weird.
In the place at the right time. So Brett is suing this dude.
"You're an idiot asshole!"
That's what Brett said to him at the box office. Of all reasons. Imagine the promoter's face when Brett Michaels showed up at the stage door. "Oh, crap. You're supposed to be on television tonight."
He probably thought he was being all witty and caught it. You know what I mean? Like he's intelligent enough to figure it out.
Can't fool me.
Right.
You're going to be on the TV.
TV is new, and it has to be done live, so I understand the confusion.
Insane. Speaking of Britney Spears, as we were just earlier, I don't know if you saw the photo she tweeted yesterday, but it was her on the set of the hit Fox show Glee. They are filming the Britney Spears episode as we speak.
Oh, wow.
Now, that was interesting to me because they've done other tribute episodes, like to Madonna, for instance, but Madonna wasn't in that episode. It's interesting that Britney's actually going to appear on that show.
That is interesting. To you.
I'm just saying it is different from other episodes that they've done of Glee where they spotlight one artist.
Yeah. Correct.
Wow. Hey, you brought up the story,
Britney's
man.
On a TV show.
Not me. I wonder if she's going to tweet about it.
She is in the hallway in this photo with Britney the cheerleader. So it's Britney and Britney.
See? They have the same name.
I want to see them naked underwater in 3D. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see one of them.
Yes. I want to see one Britney. You figure out which one it is. And lastly, it's a good time to be a Weezer fan. Bean, you like the Weezer, don't you?
I love the Weezer.
You like the Weezer?
I do.
They'll have three new releases out before the end of this year.
Three albums?
Ooh. Yeah.
Tell me.
One is, of course, Hurley.
Sure.
Which comes out on September the 14th. Then they are going to do a deluxe reissue of their vastly underappreciated and not as well-known second album from 96 called Pinkerton. Which is sort of a fave with hardcore fans, but didn't get a lot of attention when it first came out. So they're going to reissue that on October the 5th. And then they're going to have a collection of rarities from Weezer in December.
Wow.
Called
Great.
Death to False Metal is the name of that collection. And apparently guitarist Brian Bell of Weezer says that he hopes he can talk Rivers into playing all of Pinkerton live at some point, because none of those songs have been in Weezer's set list for years, and he thinks they deserve to be played live for the fans. So that may be coming up in some upcoming Weezer shows.
That'd be
well.
Cool if they promoted ahead of time and said, "You want to hear the whole
right.
thing.
If you want to hear us do it live for the first time in years, you can check out the songs from Pinkerton."
They are more solid than most bands. They put
and
out
more consistent.
Yep.
Every time they release something, it's really
it's
good.
It's always good.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Demi Lovato.
Yes, yes, yes.
Best known for, I don't know, what would you say, Bean? What's she best known for?
Well, she stars in Sunny with a Chance, her hit Disney show, but also she's one of the stars of Camp Rock. And she has a recording career, too. She's had a couple of big albums out.
That's Bean's pedophile update.
Are you a pedophile?
You asked me.
I know. And I asked you because I knew you would know. And like Chris Hansen, I got you to incriminate yourself by asking the right questions.
Are you a pedophile?
You are sitting on the couch with the sweet tea and the cookies waiting for the girl to come out of the bedroom.
I drove to your house to stop you from making a terrible mistake, young lady, by having sex with some guy on the internet that might show up.
You've got the flavored lube in your pocket. And I'm just saying, I just exposed you for here. You're free to go now.
You're free to leave.
You can go. You can leave. That's what I'm saying. She's 18 years old today. Amy Adams, very talented and lovely actress, is 36 years old. Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit is 40 years old. Joan Allen is 54. She's a good actress. James Marsters of Buffy played Spike on that show. He is 48 years old. Robert Plant, lead singer for the legendary band Led Zeppelin, is 62. You remember the Honey Drippers? He also was the singer of the Honey Drippers.
Yeah.
I like that band. Paul Schaefer was one of the co-founders of that band. Mm. Good stuff. And for Kevin, today's show weatherman Al Roker celebrates his 56th birthday. Kevin, for some reason, is fascinated and in love with Al Roker.
I
can't really explain why.
I really hate that guy.
Oh, that's right. He hates him.
I don't know why. I don't watch him.
That's interesting to me that you hate him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I am very excited about this. Profiles in History is a place that I've been a fan of for years and years and years. That's where I go for all my Benjamin Franklin autographs, Ralph, is Profiles in History.
You know, I've gotten some cool Batman stuff from them. I got a pair of Adam West's screen-worn bat gloves from his costume.
Wait, did you say Benjamin Franklin autograph?
I'm a bit of a fan.
Was that a joke, though?
It wasn't.
They do it all, and I couldn't be more excited to welcome the president of Profiles in History, Joseph Madalena, joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show to talk about something of special interest to Lost fans. Mr. Madalena, thank you for being on the phone with us. How are you, sir?
You're welcome. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
We're doing great. Ralph tipped us off about a month ago when he caught wind of this Lost auction, but it is finally here. It is happening this weekend in Santa Monica at the Barker Hangar there in Santa Monica, California, all weekend long. Tell us about the Lost official show auction and exhibit.
You know, what we're doing is we're actually auctioning off all six seasons of Lost. So if you're a fan, we have things like the Dharma van, Hurley's Camaro, you know, Locke's hunting knife, Locke's wheelchair, Kate's toy airplane, every iconic moment of all six seasons, pieces of the temple, the hatch, the swan station, the computer they type the numbers into. I mean, literally everything. It's like Lost Nirvana.
Don't cast members keep, like, some of that stuff? It seems like you have everything.
We have everything. I actually have a cast member here who might want to. You want to ask him that very question?
Sure. Who's there?
Sure.
You watch the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. It's a young Ben Linus, Sterling Bowman. You can ask him. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Hello,
Sterling.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
How you doing?
How are you? This is a surprise to us. The question we were asking Joe there is, usually we thought when TV shows get to the end of their run and they break down, cast members take all the stuff for memorabilia to hang on to save as a remembering of their time on the show. Did that not happen with Lost?
Well, I mean, there is some stuff, but I mean, there was pretty much always a thing where they wanted to keep everything just in case, like continuity issues and stuff, and in case of reshoots. But I mean, there was some stuff that some of us got to sneak off set. Like, I sneaked a whole bunch of Dharma stickers and some.
But like the glasses that you wore, for example,
are up for
auction.
I would love to have those, but those are in the auction, and it's going to be great because I mean, some very lucky fans gonna enjoy those very, very much so because they're almost an icon now. I mean, with Ben and me both wearing the same sort of glasses,
right? I know they've got Mike Emerson's like glasses thing. Also for auction as well.
Now, why are you there? Are they auctioning you? Are you going to be at the Barker Hangar? And we can.
I mean, that would be great. But
I just didn't know you were going
to
be there.
I'm here because I'm a fan, and I love to come to this sort of stuff because I just have the time of my life. Because fans are amazing, and I'm going to be here this weekend. In fact, there's going to be a costume contest. I'm going to be one of the judges, and come meet me. And there's going to be other people signing autographs, including myself and other cast members, and. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, good. Well, thank you for hopping on the phone. Put Joe back on, if you would, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. By the way, it's going to be this weekend, 9 to 1 on Saturday and Sunday. Then the auction starts at 1 o'clock. You can get all the details at profilesinhistory.com or buy tickets to the event at razorgator.com. Joe, are you back on the line there?
I'm back on the line. I figured I'd give you a little treat.
Oh, yeah, cool. Thank you. How many items in the lost auction at Profiles in History this weekend?
There are 1,100 lots. There probably are 5,000 items.
And some of the stuff that you mentioned is so unbelievably iconic, like Hurley's big Volkswagen van or bus there. What is something like that likely to go for, or what's the bidding going to start at?
You know, we have that one at $8,000 to $12,000 because it is a real drivable VW bus. But, I mean, I could see it going for $20,000 or $30,000. That's been the most talked about item so far, because I've even had friends that don't really collect anything call me and say, you know what, I think I want to buy the van.
Yeah.
It's just so iconic looking. But my favorite thing in the whole auction, there's a 9-foot by 12-foot piece of Oceanic Flight 815, actual part of the L-1011 airplane, and it has the Oceanic logo on it. It looks like something you'd walk into an art museum and see hanging on the wall, because it's part of the plane. I would kill to get that.
What would you do with that?
Put it in your front yard. You put it in your front yard? It'd be so cool.
Or in your house, if you had like a modern house, because it literally is a piece of pop art.
I mean,
you've got the metal and it's twisted and it's torn and you've got the logo on it. It's, you know, because it's plain fragment, it's just so art looking.
Being you love death, you could get Locke's casket.
Ooh.
Sure.
You could get that.
Yeah. You know, Joe,
Locke's wheelchair.
You know, Joseph, I'm a collector of Batman memorabilia from the 60s, and I know this kind of stuff sometimes is too pricey sometimes for people to get a hold of, but the great thing about this auction is you have all kinds of ranges of stuff that people can get, from very affordable to very expensive.
Absolutely. The goal of ABC when I did this auction with them to bring this to the fans was price everything affordable. It's $200 to $300, $300 to $500, $600 to $800, because ABC wants every fan of Lost to get a piece of this auction. The idea was to get this stuff back into the hands of the fans, because the fans were so passionate. They made this show. This show is like Star Trek in some ways. You've got beloved characters, an amazing story arc, and it's growing in popularity. So anybody who's a fan, you can buy something for so inexpensive, comes right off the set. It's just such a rare opportunity.
Do the Virgin Mary statues come with heroin inside of them?
They do, but the heroin is probably a brown sugar.
Probably.
So there's a possibility.
You got a chance.
All right.
You should start the rumor that one of them has real heroin in it. You don't know which one.
I don't think I'd ever be on your show again.
No, you'd be on our show every week. Are you kidding me? You don't know this show. No, you're out. It's interesting the way you phrase it, and I believe that about Lost, because they have always been so interactive with their fans and had so much dialogue back and forth throughout the whole run of that show. Because most shows end, even if they're popular shows that run 5-6 years like Lost did, and they just put all that stuff back in the prop house, and then the van turns up again on another show someday. But Lost wants to give all of this away so everybody has a little piece of it to remember it by, huh?
Absolutely. It's amazing. And then also, part of the proceeds, they're actually donating back to some local Hawaiian charities, which is another huge thing they're doing.
Cool.
So it's really a celebration about the fans. Barker Hangar, I'm sure you guys have been here, is enormous.
Yes.
It's like the size of 2 football fields. They're converting it into a Lost environment where you can come and sit and actually sit in the plane. You can actually see the Dahmer van, see the hatch. There's going to be photo opportunities. This weekend at Barker Hangar, what they're doing in addition to the auction here, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's a chance of, for any Lost fan, it's like Comic-Con for Lost fans.
But you won't be able to leave, and then all of a sudden you'll be in the future. Can people who can't make it down there in person, can they go online and bid?
Absolutely. All they have to do is go to my website, profilesinhistory.com. You can download the catalog free of charge. There's plenty of time. You can register. You can bid live through our bidding partner, Live Auctioneers. So there's plenty of time to still bid. The auction's not till tomorrow afternoon, and it's Saturday and Sunday. So I urge anybody, if you're interested in the show, at least take a look at the catalog, because it's unbelievable. You'll at least a trip. Michael Emerson has been doing a lot of media for us talking about the auction, and he said basically it's like a great dessert after a wonderful meal. And that's how he thought about after he looked at the catalog. It's literally a walk down memory lane.
That's a long meal.
And you know the great thing about entertainment collectibles too, Joseph, is that it really is a good investment. The stuff just gets more valuable because they're not making any more of this stuff, and you'll be the owner of a piece of history.
For a show like this, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joseph Madalena is the president of Profiles in History, profilesinhistory.com, and razorgator.com is where you want to go if you want to buy tickets to see the thing in person at the Santa Monica Airport Barker Hangar. Joe, thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin Show, man. We enjoyed
it.
Thank you, guys. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 9:39.
Hey! Time for Ralph Graham with the Showbiz Beat. Was I late on the hay? I'm sorry.
Perfect timing, as always.
That's what I'm famous for.
Justin Bieber has come out of the closet.
Really?
What?
As a soccer fan.
Oh.
Which really is the same thing.
Yeah.
Really, when you think about it.
Wait a minute, I'm a soccer fan.
Justin says he's just an everyday 16-year-old that loves soccer.
Uh-huh.
And by soccer, of course, I mean men.
I don't think those are not interchangeable.
So he's working himself out a deal with a soccer coach.
Okay.
Apparently he has said he will play an intimate private show.
Uh-huh.
In exchange for private soccer lessons from David Beckham.
Oh, really?
Yes. They're going to work out some sort of deal because apparently Beckham's kids are all big Bieber files.
Oh.
They're believers?
F you for knowing that.
So they're going to work out a little deal.
I wish you could see the hand motions.
That kind of a deal.
Going on right now. I mean that.
Yes, Justin, it's wonderful to have you here at the house with Victoria and the kids and all. Let's go play with our balls in the backyard. What do you say, Justin Bieber?
Cast dispersions.
It's the startling confession that has the whole sports world buzzing. Soccer has come out of the closet to tell the world it's gay.
It's true. Friends are worried about Lea Michele's weight. Star of Glee, apparently, is feeling pressure from some people who say she may be too heavy to be a Hollywood star,
Mike,
and is now starving herself, working out all the time and not eating, and friends are worrying that she's losing too much weight. They're concerned for her health.
She was perfectly thin on that show.
I thought she looked fine on that show. She was delicious on that show. But some people put pressure on young women to have to lose a certain amount of weight, and then they overcompensate, perhaps.
They shouldn't do that.
Do some damage to their health.
They shouldn't listen to those voices.
Well, then maybe Mike should be muzzled. That's all I'm saying.
She looks great on TV.
I bet she looks too thin in person, though.
Yeah, well, imagine.
Well, we really haven't seen her. She lost all this weight in between seasons. So on this back season on Glee, I guess we'll be able to see what her new shape is. But
when's the nose job coming?
Oh, man. Brittany Murphy's mom, Sharon Murphy.
You're a terrible human being, Mike.
Isn't too pleased with the reports that some people are saying she actually slept with her son-in-law during the sudden death of her daughter, Brittany.
Oh.
Now, TMZ discovered a coroner's report that mentioned in an interview with Sharon regarding Simon Monjak's death, she mentioned that she was sharing a bed with him.
Okay, so she mentioned,
comes from her.
So she said that.
Right.
That came out of her mouth.
She didn't say they were having sex, though, Kevin.
Okay.
Maybe they're just snuggling.
That's weird.
Anyway, she says the story is journalism at its lowest.
Is it possible that they were sleeping together in the same bed, platonically?
I'm sure it's possible. Well, maybe for warmth. Sometimes body heat is the only way you can stay warm when you're like in a plane crash in the Andes or something,
right?
You know? Or you're stuck in you're stuck in a frozen tundra somewhere, and they live in Los Angeles. You know how chilly it's been here at night lately.
Right. So if you get close enough for warmth, I'm just saying.
You're saying
hands.
Brown chicken, brown cow? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. It's really not that big a leap. That's all.
And Lady Gaga has taken over the Twitter crown. She has stolen the Twitter crown away from Britney Spears.
Oh, it's scandalous.
The website famecount.com, which we all go to daily to see who's in the lead in the Twitter count,
sure,
says that Gaga has more than 5.6 million followers on Twitter. That edges Britney out by just a few hundred followers. But apparently Gaga's tally is getting bigger and bigger by the minute, so she is pulling ahead. However,
Britney is getting bigger and bigger by the minute as well.
Yeah! True. However, she can't afford to get too comfortable because nipping at her heels is Justin Bieber. He is adding 800,000 new tweeters per month, according to the website.
God.
He currently has a total of 4.5 million followers, so they're saying it's possible he could overtake the lead very, very soon.
We need to contrast and compare all three of those. And their tweets.
See if they have anything we could possibly ever be interested in and want to read from someone.
Yes.
Yeah. It's official. Too much
damn access in the world for people to say what they think.
I think it's good.
Too much thought.
I really
too
do.
Too much people
saying things.
Because
now dumb people
things.
Can just come out and they don't have the...
Right, yeah. Finally, we're getting to hear from dumb people. You're right, Kevin. That's what we've all been waiting
There's
for.
There's no filter.
Oh, please. If I could just know more what dumb people thought, then I could live a happy, fulfilled
that
life.
That is my dream. My people.
Do your people have a representative voice?
That's
is that
correct.
What you're saying?
If you're Twittering, you.
That's right, Louis Black. Did you see Lou Black last the other night on the Daily Show?
Talking about Eat, Pray, Love?
Talking about Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, my God. It
What'd
was
you
great.
Say?
Wow, is that a funny
I've
bit.
Never seen him. It's hard to imagine I'm saying this about Louis Black. Have you ever seen him matter?
Really?
And he was about Eat, Pray, Love.
He did a bit claiming that he was a hardcore fan of the book Eat, Pray, Love, and they've ruined it but by the film and the merchandising of it. And he showed all the footage from the Home Shopping Network, which did 72 hours of nothing but Eat, Pray, Love-related
no.
merchandise.
They did, really?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is the Eat, Pray, Love facial scrub. This smells like gelato.
Oh.
He's just kept showing clips going off on the merchandising of his beloved book, Eat, Pray, Love. It was very, very funny.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Speaking of stupid people, Heidi Montag is apparently very upset because Spencer Pratt has revealed plans that he's going to write a tell-all book about their marriage.
Yeah.
Heidi said to TMZ, "This is exactly why I left him. Right now, I'm looking into my legal options." Spencer said earlier he's going to open up about his failed marriage and about her relationship with her mother in the book. He said he's going to talk
oh,
about
Oh, is that
as
the
well.
Problem?
Sure.
Her relationship with her mother?
Yeah, that's why she had yeah. a hard time. He said, "My last book, How to Be Famous, didn't make the New York Times bestseller list because it was in the self-help section." That's why. That's why. Because those self-help books, they never get on the bestsellers
no.
list.
The secret, hasn't The Secret been number one for 17 years?
Yeah. "This one will be totally different. I'm not holding anything back," he says. In a lighter note, apparently the couple's divorce, if everything goes as planned, will officially be finalized on Valentine's Day 2011.
Oh, that's sweet.
That
ironic.
Is sweet that they, nice. They planned it out that way. Good for
this
them.
This is not a very nice show.
No, it's not. We never claimed to be.
That's correct.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Demi Lovato.
Yeah!
Famous for her work on Disney Channel, I suppose. That's where Bean's seen all her work.
I don't know anything about her. I'm not don't recognize the name at all. Mm-hmm. Not familiar
Such
with her.
Such a better Bean.
She is 18 years old today. Monique Powell, our pal from the band Save Ferris, which sadly I think is no more, right?
That's
Save
what Ferris? I understand, yeah.
Believe that's true.
What a great singer, though.
Yeah, she's got great pipes. She is 35 years old today. Actress Amy Adams turns 36. Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit, which sadly is still together, is 40 years old today. James Marsters from Buffy the Vampire Slayer played Spike on that show. He is 48. Joan Allen, very talented Oscar-nominated actress. She may have even won. I can't remember. I know she was nominated for The Contender. I think she was nominated for Tucker. She's been nominated a couple times. Real good actress.
She's one in the Born...
Yes.
Yeah,
Born,
yeah. The yep. Born series, yeah. She's 54 years old. Robert Plant. By the way, Kevin just pulled out
Come
an
on.
Actor at a project
that
she was in.
Because I love those movies.
By name.
I love
them.
But
Newark.
Usually, Kevin,
love
is, I would recognize that person right. if I saw them. But he certainly wouldn't be able to connect a name
usually,
with a role.
Usually, we'd burn 3 minutes by me saying, "You love the Bourne films. Joan Allen is in them. She's the one that plays the head."
How dare you?
And you'd be like, "Nope. No, it's not ringing any bells." I said, "You know the woman who plays the head of the organization, the Bourne films?" You go, "Yeah." Her, that's Joan Allen. No, I'm not getting anything. I don't know who you're talking about. That's usually what
I watch
go
those
through.
Movies a lot. Those are good movies.
I'm just saying.
What did you do?
Good question.
Robert Plant. That's still the funniest thing in the world to me.
And we don't know where it's from.
Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin is 62 years old today.
What did you do?
Connie Chung, news actor, of course, is 64. And today's show weatherman, Al Roker, celebrates his 56th birthday. Oh, he can only have a little tiny bit of cake because he had that lap band thing. So he has to have just
See,
a little taste.
Just a tiny...
Oh, it must hurt to be Al Roker and just have a taste of cake when you just want to eat the entire cake yourself. Yeah. What if he keisters some of it just so he can get it into his body without eating it? You know what I'm saying? He just must really want that cake. He
well,
must
you don't
really
know.
Want
can
it.
Taste it that way? He
I don't
know. That's a good question. That's for another day of scientific.
Oh, that's good cake. But you're sitting on it, Al. I know, but it's good.
I can tell the difference.
I don't know why Al Roker
different flavors.
Sounds like Fred Sanford, but that's good cake. Oh, thank God.
That's
Levant.
Levant.
Sure. That's good cake.
It needs to be the end of the
I'll put your face in some Don't Make Gorilla Cookies. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Monday morning, we have an all-new program.
Join us for LaQuisha. Join us in studio. Pat Oswalt will be our guest.
Love him.
Harvey Levin and more on Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What did you do?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Penis hungry hooker with a huge vagina.
Roll another one.
Are you turned on right now? What is wrong with you?
Just like the other one.
These guns, man, they're getting on
this
my neck.
This seems to be about to quit.
I bet you can't get a boner.
And I need another hit.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Linkin Park.
From what I hear, Shinoda's a big raper.
or is I believe rapper? It's rapper.
Nope.
Roll another one.
Taco solo.
Just like the other one.
How's Taco Bell gonna make money off of that?
Isn't he, crazy?
I don't have another cent.
Oh, Kevin, Michael Clark Duncan is going to kick your cracker ass.
Nope.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Just pass it around.
And I draw ding-dongs on people.
I don't want that joint, my friend.
So you can run as hell fast, homeboy.
Just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
Well, that's our show. Thank you, Stephen King. We'll see you in court.
Time to disperse. Party's over.
Why am I sticky and naked? Did I miss something fun?
We've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun. But now the time has come to go.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Kevin, I'm really proud of you.
Okay, by my watch, it's Margarita O'Clock.